This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Initiate procedure.
Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
MJ Morning Show.
Rock and roll. Showtime.
Hey, I want to jump in here quickly. Usually we let the music play, but the National Weather Service has just issued a tornado warning for Hillsborough, Pasco, and Pinellas. It just got issued at 5:56, and it's in effect until 6:41 this morning. So a tornado warning, which means that conditions are extremely likely or there's been a tornado spotted, most likely, for Pasco, for Pinellas, and Hillsborough counties. Yeah, is that the first time I've spoken on the intro to the MJ Morning Show in all the years that we've done the program with that particular intro?
And you timed it perfectly. I'm really proud of you.
Well, listen, I didn't want to wait an extra minute. Maybe I should have busted into the last song we played. What was that, Animal, Def Leppard?
No, don't do that.
You could have had a nice stop, and I want, and then you
turn in a warning.
At the very end of the song where it has that little dead stop, is that before it comes back and closes out? Yeah, so literally at 5:56 or 5:57, our National Weather Service alert goes beep, and I immediately look up, and I'm like, all right, we got a tornado warning for Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Pasco, and it's in effect from right now until 6:41 this morning, and Fester's looking at the box. Looks like it looks like it's a corner of northwestern Hillsborough into like southern Pasco, and then a little offshoot over into like northeastern Pinellas County is where the tornado warning box is. So
the whole Odessa Keystone area.
Yeah, that's what it looks. It looks like where I used to do my my camping out there with Julian for Cub Scouts. You know that little Boy Scout camp out there in Odessa?
I used to go not to the Boy Scout camp, but camping out there.
Yeah.
Okay, not to the Boy.
Yeah.
You'd have been popular at the Boy Scout camp, Roxanne.
I can't tell you how many, five, six times we would just pitch a tent out at that Odessa Boy Scout camp. And can you imagine being in a tent for overnight?
Did you wear the little outfit? Did you wear the brown outfit?
No, I didn't have that. Julian was the Cub Scout.
Oh, I thought the Cub Scout leaders had to wear it, too.
All right, back
I wasn't a leader. I was just a dad showing up and helping my son pitch a tent.
All right, back to today's situation. Yeah. We're going to have a line of pretty strong storms coming through, but it's going to be really quick and then much colder weather behind that.
Yeah, we've got some very chilly temps. Are they saying we're going to go down in the 40s potentially?
Tonight, the low, I believe, is 48 for the Bay Area with a high today of 75, high tomorrow like
61.
60. Yeah, 60-something.
The high today, is only going to be like 72, and then tomorrow and Wednesday, the highs are only going to be in the like low 60s.
Yeah, low 60s.
What? Yeah. I can't come into work with that.
Cool.
I can't.
Coop miscalculated his days. If you look, he's in there with full flannel. I'm like, you're a day early. Yeah.
By the way, will you see me wearing anything but my shorts and my T-shirt on those days?
No.
I don't know, Homer Simpson. Probably not.
That's your uniform.
Absolutely not. I'll be doing the exact same thing. All right, we're loaded today. Busy show. We're all back together. We're live. It's MJ, Froggy Fester, and Roxanne. Jammed up good today, folks. Don't move. Got the tornado warning in effect until 6:41, and again, that's going to be in Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Pasco counties. All right, so the weather stuff is done. I'm sure we'll mention the temps later on, but we'll resume normal MJ Morning Show activities in just a minute. Oh, Froggy, I've got a favor to ask you later on. I'll get to that. Oh, and wait a minute. Did I hear that you watched the Mike Tyson boxing match?
Oh, yes, of course I did.
And Fester's telling me you did not pay for it, that you bootlegged it?
Fester, what are you doing?
We're not supposed to. Is the FBI going to come to your house?
I don't know.
Hold on.
God, Fester.
Hold on to that thought. We're back in minutes here on the, I think I opened something up, on the MJ Morning Show. Hang on, folks.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. MJ here, Froggy, Fester, and Roxanne on the last day of November. Also, the last day of hurricane season. Did I see there might be like some other little system out there somewhere?
I didn't see that, but yeah. It wouldn't surprise me.
I don't think it's going to affect us, but I thought there was something else. Weather-wise, just nasty line of stuff going through the area shortly here. Looks like it's about to, it's up in the northern counties, about to come on shore in Pinellas. Or is on shore or coming on shore. And then, of course, we have the tornado warning for Hillsborough County, Pinellas County, and Pasco. And the tornado warning area is northwestern Hillsborough, south-central Pasco, and then over in northeastern Pinellas County. So it's a little box where a tornado warning is. And that'll be in effect for another half an hour or so till about 6:41 a.m. 6:41 on that. All right, so Froggy, you watched the Mike Tyson deal. That thing was judged a draw, right?
Oh my gosh, it was such a letdown. I've never been so excited for. I love watching boxing. I love watching fighting. This sucked.
You had these two amazing fighters. I didn't watch it live. Did they seem like they'd lost a step because they were both competing against each other, who both are later in their careers? How did they look?
Roxanne, you could have said that a whole lot easier.
I forgot how to talk while I was on vacation.
You could have
said that quickly.
You could have said they're old as crap.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's get in the ring.
That's all you had to say.
They're old.
Mike Tyson's later in his career. He's 50-something.
I know. Well, Mike Tyson, for us, 50s is young by most standards. 50s, you know, people do a lot of stuff in their 50s. But, you know, boxing at 54, Mike Tyson's 54, and this other dude was, what, 51?
Roy Jones Jr. He wasn't a dude.
I'm sorry.
It's a legend.
Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr., would they fight at the Staples Center in L.A.? Was that it?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, I think they're the Staples. So, Fester, was he not supposed to tell me that you pilfered the fight you didn't pay for?
Who said I pilfered? Who said I didn't pay for it?
Fester told me that. He told me that your feed was in German.
It was in German.
the whole fight
was in German.
Duh.
Hold on, that's
Russian. I'm sorry.
On Jake Paul.
Yeah. Yeah. Duh, yeah. All right.
So, yeah, I couldn't get any of my feeds to work. Let me just tell you something, okay?
Well, how much was it if you had a... buy it.
I don't know. Probably like $100.
$100.
I have no idea. I'll find out how much exactly it was, but that might be right.
Yeah, Fester, look that up. How much was it if you bought it? And then Froggy.
Here's the thing with Fester. I've been sending you my link to my fights for years, okay? And now you're sitting here telling me that you're ratting me out?
Well, I wasn't ratting you out. I was just talking about it like it was common knowledge.
Oh my gosh, dude. I'm going to get shut down. Well,
Fester dropped a dime on you.
Well, I thought everybody knew.
Why would everybody know that I watch fights on a free basis daily?
Well, how'd you do it?
What do you mean, how'd I do it?
How'd you get the fight for free?
I got my ways, my friend.
Well, I mean, you're cheating.
Who? Mike Tyson, who probably got a $10 million payday for mailing it in?
Please.
Mike Tyson won't be okay.
So you're telling me that you took money out of Mike Tyson's mouth? Is that what you're talking about?
It was right between the gap and the tail.
I ought to give Mike Tyson your address so he can come to Town and Country and beat the living crap out of you.
We sound like a couple midgets. No, listen, I
don't approve of not paying for a pay-per-view.
Guess what? Thank God I don't give a hoot what you approve of. Yeah. I've been stealing fights for years.
Oh, God.
For years. Fester, how many years have I been sending you links?
All right, now,
7 years.
7 years. I must have stolen 100 fights.
Tyson Jones pay-per-view was $49.99.
$48 too much.
So wait a minute. You're telling me you couldn't pay $49.99?
No. I haven't paid a dollar for a fight in years. Oh, Conor McGregor fight versus Floyd Mayweather? I had, like, 25 people over. You know, I didn't pay for it.
I'm embarrassed. Folks, I apologize. I don't,
embarrassed because you didn't get the link to get to watch it?
No, I don't condone the theft of intellectual property. As an artist...
There wasn't very much intellectual about it.
Then you don't want to go to USAGoals.net.
Oh, what are you doing? Dump it! Dump it! Dump it! Dump! Dump!
Wow, what the hell?
Dump!
You're waking up,
7 seconds, you pass! What are you doing?
USAGoals.net.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to hit the dump button. What's the matter with you?
You're having a meltdown over there.
It's the same. Master, shut up, dude. For real.
What are you doing?
Because you need to dump that, because if you give that out, you're going to shut it down and ruin it.
By whom?
Shut up.
What's the broadcast website like, aside from being in German?
It was awful. They were like, okay, in the ears of Michael Tyson. And I'm like, I understood that.
Tyson Sose.
In Roy George Jr.
Sounds like German sumo.
Froggy, watch the fight with German commentators.
Did somebody tell me Snoop Dogg was the announcer? Because if that's the case, I'm pissed. Because I would have downloaded the English feed.
Yeah, Coop was telling me this morning that Snoop Dogg was there.
Yo, this fight's crazy.
Is that true? What was the story, Coop, with Snoop Dogg?
So he was just doing play-by-play announcing. I don't know why, but I just saw it on Twitter. So
I'm not sure it's called play-by-play in boxing, but still dope.
Calling the fight. All right, so... It was ruled a draw. That was the judges said it was a draw.
Yes,
right?
Yes. It was a play fight exhibition. It was fake.
How much money did Tyson and Roy Jones make on this? Was that published on how much money they were making? Because usually in these big fights, you hear how much the guaranteed purse is.
Yeah, I want to say $20 million probably.
According to Yahoo Sports, Tyson made $10
million. Oh, my God.
$10 million.
Roy Jones Jr. made a measly $3 million.
Hey, I'm going to smoke marijuana with all that money.
Didn't you see that? He said he smoked pot. He smoked a joint. He was smoking dope before the fight.
And then right before he did the press conference after, too.
You're allowed to get medicated before and after a fight.
All right, hold on. We'll get into this later on. But also, you know what's a great story? Speaking of stealing cable, and we got to talk about Froggy One. Do you remember that story?
Yeah. Did he steal a satellite?
Froggy One and his father, the FBI came and knocked in and threatened jail time.
See, that's what I'm saying.
All kinds of crazy stuff. Right, maybe if we have time later on, we'll get into that. All right, loaded program today, folks. Don't move. We're just getting rolling. It's the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. Fester, can you whack into the microphone a little harder next time, please?
Did I hit the mic? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you whacked into the microphone with your arm over there.
Good job, Fester.
Hey, sorry. I got a little Bon Jovi thing to potentially talk about. I'm wondering if I should. I might need to ask Chloe if she'd be okay with me mentioning a little Bon Jovi.
You know, ask her.
I did mention on the show when we first came back in October, of course, the MJ Morning Show, folks, returned to live Tampa Bay morning radio on October 5th, 2020. A glorious day for Tampa Bay radio broadcasting. And in the weeks following, I mentioned that Chloe is friends with Jake Bon Jovi. Who is John?
Wait, what? Bon Jovi?
That's their actual name.
Oh, that's stupid.
What are you talking
about? If you're Bon Jovi, your last name should be Bon Jovi.
No, the name of the band is Bon Jovi. Their name is Bon Jovi.
That is so dumb. So he was like, guys, listen, I got a great name for the band. Let's take my last name and drop the E in the middle of it.
No, it's a G in the real name, and of course, Bon Jovi's a J.
So what happens when you drop the E in Jovi? Jovi!
John Bon Jovi's real name is John Bon Jovi. So Bon Jovi's son is Jake Bon Jovi, and Chloe, my daughter, is good friends with him from Manhattan. And, well,
I just Googled him. He's cute. I don't know if I should say that. I don't know if he's old enough. How old is he again?
He's like Chloe's age. Okay. He's a nice kid.
Is Chloe dating him?
No, Chloe.
You got to make that
Chloe's
happen.
I don't need to make that happen.
Chloe Bon Jovi, table for two.
They're good friends. That's it. They're good friends.
Dude, that's how it starts, man.
And he's a good kid. No, Chloe's got a boyfriend.
He's talented.
He's got a boyfriend who goes to George Washington University. Yeah.
Is he a Bon Jovi?
No, he's not. No, well. No, no, no.
Is he a Bon Jovi
fan?
Stop derailing me.
Okay.
Stop derailing. All right, so today's Cyber Monday. Hey, Roxanne, are you going to be all over the internet?
Right now, starting right now, yes.
Oh, so you're shopping right now?
You just reminded me.
Are you doing online Cyber Monday doorbuster deals right now?
Right now, because I didn't have a chance to do enough online shopping Friday.
All right, now, let's be clear here. I saw a story that retail, that people going to brick and mortar stores and like mall shop, I saw on Friday or Saturday that the numbers from Friday on Black Friday were 52% down. I don't know how they came up with the number that quickly, but clearly people out physically shopping on so-called Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, was way, way down this year.
And look at the people who would be out shopping on a Friday. Some of the elderly people in our Tampa Bay area are not going to do it.
Yeah.
Well, this rise in the pandemic and this level spiking, a lot of people stayed home.
So, sneezed. I was the edge of a sneeze, and I'm like, I couldn't.
Look at the light. Look at the light. That'll make you.
Do what?
When you start to sneeze and you don't want to, look at the light.
I never heard that.
Look at the light.
Carol Ann, come to the light. What are you, in Poltergeist? I never heard. Guys, have you ever heard of that?
I've never heard that.
Have you ever heard of look at the light if you're about to sneeze?
I've heard it saying oranges, oranges, oranges 20 times in a row. That's what you do. You go oranges, 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 and it goes
away. I've heard of Candyman, 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 when you say that five times, right?
It's Beetlejuice three times.
Into the mirror. I was about to sneeze, and I'm like, I'm paralyzed. That's why I was silent for a second.
Holy cow.
So yesterday we had a little time at the house. Yeah. Allison filled up her a shopping cart.
Oh, jeez.
With everything she's going to buy for Christmas.
Oh,
and
God.
She's waiting till today to see what the prices drop. So today's a big day.
Oh, jeez. So Cyber Monday is in effect now. And let's be clear about something. I kind of tease this. It seems that Black Friday was really kind of Cyber Friday because the online. Roxanne, you give me a quizzical look because the online sales were through the roof on Friday. So people visiting stores was down like over 50% on Black Friday, but people shopped like hell on Friday online. So it was like Black Friday became sort of Cyber Friday as a lead up to this Cyber Monday. Who came up with that name, Cyber Monday? I hate that. I don't like that name at all.
It's very like early 2000s when the cyber sex was real popular.
Oh my God. Oh, so like Y2K. Our computers are going to break. That's what it sounds like. It's like Y2K-ish Cyber Monday.
Look, I think the enthusiasm for a Black Friday is still there. This year with this Corona stuff, there was no doorbusters, no stores opening at 3 a.m. Yeah. Get here early.
And luckily, no Walmart employees were crushed to death. Remember that story on Long Island back around 2008, 2009? Yes. A Walmart employee was trampled and killed. We ought to get into that later on. I don't have time to do it here. But we ought to remember that guy because that's a terrible situation.
I'll get the candles ready.
The guy... don't be sarcastic. I'm serious about this.
That was really offensive.
Several years ago.
A family lost a loved one.
Okay. Things happened this week, though.
People were rushing in to get an $8 waffle iron, and they killed a guy.
But the waffles are delicious.
No, that really, really sucks.
Froggy.
Sorry.
Anyway, last year, $9.4 billion was spent on Cyber Monday. And they're saying that today, it could go up as much as 35%. Wouldn't surprise me if it's even beyond that.
I already shopped for something.
You missed the Cyber Monday sales, by the way, sir.
No, I got a pretty good sale, pre-sale for a new sim racing wheel. It's not going to be coming on the way. I'm very excited about it.
Early this morning, so I got to bed late last night. I had so much work, so much prep. I didn't get to bed until after midnight, so technically I guess I did shop on Cyber Monday. I purchased a $10 meat thermometer from Amazon last night, early this morning.
You purchased a meat thermometer at midnight?
I did.
That sounds like
why
an awful
did you need
horror movie?
Because
my
meat thermometer broke, and it just dawned on me that I got to order a new one, and I did. So that's what
sounds like the setup to a bad porn.
Yeah,
you are the midnight meat thermometer.
Would you like to touch my meat thermometer?
I'm not sure if it's
no, thank you.
Up to temperature.
Can I show you my meat? Hey, come on over here. I want to show you guys my meat thermometer.
You look pretty hot. At the stroke of midnight, my meat thermometer.
Jeez.
That's going to look weird in your like cookies of your internet search, you know, midnight looking up meat thermometers.
Hey, did you guys see that I ordered I fried another turkey yesterday. Did you see that?
Yeah, what's your problem?
Yeah, I got to get into that later on. So I fried our turkey on Thanksgiving Day, and it was delicious. And then I fried another turkey yesterday. All right, so I got to explain that coming up. It is a pretty loaded day. Oh, so you're telling me that at 1:30, the backup on 275 yesterday afternoon was still a result of that wrong-way crash?
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Hold on. We got a loaded show. It's Monday. We're all back together. MJ Morning Show on Q105. Back in a minute.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. It is 6:40. You know, I actually have a list of some of the really horrific Black Friday incidents, so we ought to make time for that later this morning. MJ here, Froggy, Fester, and Roxanne. And for those that are just finding out that the MJ Morning Show is back, do us a favor, because word of mouth is the best. Just let everyone know that you know, friends, relatives, coworkers, acquaintances, just, you know, feel free to just shout it out in a crowded store that the MJ Morning Show is back. That after a, 8-year hiatus, the MJ Morning Show returned on October 5th. And we're on Monday through Friday, daily, 6 to 10 a.m. here on 104.7 FM, which is the legendary Q105. All right, 6:41, the tornado warning should be expiring, like, right about now. Yeah, there's a tornado warning in effect for Hillsborough, Pasco, and Pinellas. And we're at 6:41 right now. Oh, it just shut off. So,
we're safe now.
Yeah. The tornado warning is over, but we're going to have some nasty weather for a portion of today. And then the cold front rolls in and just going to be cold tomorrow. Highs only in the low 60s.
61.
And then overnight tonight, we're looking about, dipping into the 40s?
Yes, down to the 40s tonight. And tomorrow, I will be wearing boots, even though you'll still be in your shorts, MJ.
Boots? It's not boots weather, is it?
Yes.
Hey, so I rolled, what was that, Fester?
No, it's boots weather.
Hey, can you ask them to move your mic switch over, please?
Yeah, all the engineers were out
last
night.
Fester could move over a little bit.
Fester's mic switch is too far away from where he's standing.
Oh, I should have hit it for you that time, sorry.
Unless, why don't you stand there then?
This is why I moved over.
This is our computer position.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, can they?
You need a little stick so you can just push it.
Yeah, we've got to build a new studio.
It seems like, Froggy, since I was gone for a week, it seems like you've gotten closer to MJ.
No, I've gotten further from Fester. That's what it is.
That's what it is, because Fester is the weakest link in this room. All right, so yesterday, Chloe wanted to go to Restaurant Depot. Because, you know, they sell these buckets of burrata. And, yeah, I mean, Chloe loves burrata.
I do, too.
Yeah. Wait, what's burrata?
It's the mushy cheese. It's like ricotta. It's kind of between ricotta and mozzarella. Well, burrata's in between.
It's a mozzarella, but it's a soft center. It's like a kind of a shell on the outside, and then you have a soft mozzarella on the inside. That's burrata.
And you bought a bucket of it?
Well, not a bucket.
Like a Home Depot 5-gallon bucket of soft cheese?
No. There are four bowls in a little bucket.
Okay.
So it's a little thing. They've got the good brand over there. And, you know, my brother set me up.
Yeah, how do you get into that place?
Well,
I can only get in with Big Lou. Yeah, how do you get in?
My brother has connections. And
So you're getting in illegally, sort of like how I steal fights.
I'm not getting in illegally. Okay. I'm added to the membership through my bro.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm good to go. So yesterday, this is about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 1:30. So we're leaving South Tampa. We get on 275 at the West Shore exit, heading north on 275 to then go I-4 east to get off at 50th Street. And, man, traffic was just backed up from, like, West Shore all the way. It looked like the traffic was backed up through downtown and past Malfunction. It was crazy. And you're telling me that at 1:30 in the afternoon, that was still backed up from the wrong way crash where a Brandon woman lost her life yesterday morning, like at 6 a.m., 7 hours later. 7 hours later, 275 was still a mess.
Yeah, we traveled southbound on 275 coming from like the Bears exit. And as we're approaching downtown, those banners, those electronic signs, you know, are just telling me how long to the airport. I'm like, what, 40 minutes to the airport?
My gosh.
That doesn't sound right. What, 30 minutes to the airport? Yeah,
they've got to investigate everything.
It's a sad story. As of 4:45 this morning, the name still hadn't been released, but a 32-year-old Brandon woman died. Happened just before 6 a.m. yesterday morning. She drove north on southbound I-275. So she got on a southbound entrance ramp from Dale Mabry to I-70 or I-275, and she hit a truck head on that was carrying construction equipment, and that stuff was spewed all over the highway. Car parts, truck parts, the construction equipment. Now, she died. The woman died. The two men in the truck, I saw that they were going to be okay. So the woman, still not identified, she died instantly at the scene. And then the truck driver, as well as two other passengers, so three total, they were taken to TGH or St. Joe's. I don't know where they took them, but they were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. And everyone was wearing a seatbelt, even the wrong-way driver.
There were a slew of wrong-way drivers a couple of months back, and I remember thinking to myself, what would I do if I was on the bridge, for instance, on 275, and someone is coming at me? What your instincts, you have to go right, correct?
Well, you got to make the best guess.
It's really a 50-50 shot.
It really is. It's like, which way do you go? I don't know if there's any right answer.
I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a written rule.
No.
If there is, the person driving the wrong way probably doesn't know it.
Right.
Just a sad situation here. So, 32-year-old woman, and I'm wondering if it's going to turn out that she was impaired in some fashion. A lot of times that's the case when you drive and you ignore all the wrong way, do not enter signs, and you go northbound on the southbound lanes at 275 at Dale Mabry. It's crazy. But and then there was another, there was a Gandy issue
as
well.
Gandy incident as well. That had everything backed up.
Yeah.
For the most of the afternoon.
But they were turning people around.
Right.
So westbound traffic was turned around Sunday on the Gandy. There was a crash involving an FHP trooper. So I don't know what happened there, but that backed up traffic that was heading from Tampa over to St. Pete, and it was jammed all the way across the bridge. So they were turning traffic around rather than have drivers wait for hours and hours. So they were turning people around on the bridge going the other way.
And it was backed up all the way to the Tampa side.
That sucks.
That's crazy. And it's the MJ Morning Show. It's Monday. We're all back together here. Roxanne and Froggy, Fester, and myself, MJ. We probably need to talk about what the Surgeon General said, right? About what to do if you had an unsafe Thanksgiving. So, what is considered an unsafe Thanksgiving?
If you were around a lot of people.
Right, hold on to that thought. Let's talk about what the Surgeon General said.
What the Surgeon General said?
Kind of Mike Tyson-y, you know?
Ironically, he sounds a lot. If Mike Tyson would have went to college.
Mike Tyson is the Surgeon General of the United States. All right, hold on to that thought. We'll get to it next on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105 and 657 at the time here. So, did you pull the audio of the Surgeon General, Professor?
Yeah, we...
You got it?
We have a couple of clips of him. Yeah, we're pulling it right now.
All right. Coop, let me know when you get the audio bites of the Surgeon General. He was on, what, Fox News Sunday yesterday?
Yeah, with Brett Baer.
Yeah, so is he filling in for Chris Wallace yesterday on Fox News Sunday? Was that the deal?
Chris took a long holiday weekend, I guess.
Yeah, so the Surgeon General, who is Dr. Jerome Adams, who sounds a little bit like Mike Tyson.
But does not get high before he does his press conferences. Well,
as far as you know.
Yeah, really,
that's a good thing.
You don't know that.
Mostly, I'm going to go with, yeah, he's not smoking dope before he does little appearances on Fox News Sunday. Now, the Surgeon General... Dr. Jerome Adams yesterday said that Americans who ignore the coronavirus safety guidelines on Thanksgiving can still do the right thing and, well, get tested and isolate. So what does it mean? What would you have to do to violate the recommendations? Well, I think it's pretty simple. I don't think you need to be a rocket surgeon to figure this out. If you went to...
Rocket surgeon.
Yeah, if you went to big... huge Thanksgiving gatherings or parties, you know, then you put yourself at risk. You know, I got to be honest, I was a little disturbed last Wednesday before we went on our little Thanksgiving 2-day break. Last Wednesday, we took like 4 or 5 calls in a row, and all of our callers were having, you know, some significant get-togethers. Wasn't one lady with 16 or 20 guests at her house?
It was just her. 25,
yeah,
right?
She lived by herself, or her and her husband, they're having everybody over, every relative, people from work.
And I don't think it was going to be indoors, or I don't think it was going to be outdoors. I think she said it was going to be indoors, right?
Yes, indoor party. Great.
So that would be high risk. We got some audio here from the... Surgeon General, let me dig this up here.
MJ, so, you're a big fan of the breeze. The breeze is going to keep the COVID away outdoors.
Hopefully.
Safer.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I was thinking about. I'm a big fan of the breeze.
The COVID breeze.
Yeah. The breeze that nature provides.
Hold on. MJ. I thought you were like, you're a big fan of Febreze. I'm like, what?
You are Breeze's number
too,
one fan.
Yes.
We used to have a guy on our morning show that used Febreze like cologne.
Ugh,
so gross. It was flunky.
And Axe.
Oh, that's right. He used to spray himself with Febreze. Yeah. He was one of our producers back in the day, Flunky.
04, 05.
Yeah, he used to spray Febreze directly on his body.
And that was his like cologne.
Thinking about that smell. I can still smell it.
You're right. I thought you said Febreze. I'm like, wow, I'm a big fan of Febreze. What are you talking about? I'm never saying that I like Febreze.
Have you ever had a musty couch? That Febreze really is a miracle worker.
Oh,
back to the Surgeon General, though, he was on Fox News Sunday yesterday.
Here he is.
Thank you for having me, Brett, and thank you to the American people.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I did a real quick turnaround here. I was fighting Roy Jones at the Staples Center just last night, and now I'm here, and I'm talking to you about the coronavirus here. So.
Thank you for having me, Brett, and thank you to the American people who kept it small and smart this Thanksgiving. Millions of people did the right thing. And for those who did travel and those who did attend large gatherings, we want you to know it's not too late to take measures to slow the spread of this virus. You can still isolate. You can still get tested in 3 to 5 days. You can still take measures that have been proven to help us prevent cases, hospitalizations, and deaths.
All right, I'm sorry to make fun. I'm just having a little fun here because he does sound a bit like Mike Tyson. So.
Amazing. Just 2.5 years ago, he was addicted to cocaine.
I'm going
to
give this...
No, he wasn't. what are you talking?
Tyson was.
I thought you're talking about the Surgeon General, Dr. Jerome Adams. No, he wasn't.
It does sound just like him.
Roxanne, you got to work on your clarification a little bit. The Surgeon General seems like a salt of the earth guy.
If Mike Tyson, I smoked some marijuana before my fight on Saturday night, and now I did a quick turnaround, so a big fight with Roy Jones, and now I'm on Fox News Sunday, and I'm talking about the coronavirus.
I also want people to know there's hope. We are mere weeks away from starting to vaccinate the vulnerable, and we can significantly protect people who are at risk for this virus. So hang on just a little bit longer. Understand that the science out there has never been stronger to support the wearing of masks. You shouldn't have to have a mandate to do the right thing, to protect your neighbor, to keep schools open. Make sure you're watching your distance, and make sure, again, if you've been in a gathering of more than 10 people without your mask on, over the last several days, please get tested in the next 3 to 5 days.
And I want to thank everybody for spending $49.99 for my pay-per-view fight on Saturday night at the Staples Center.
Nobody has seen the Surgeon General and Mike Tyson in the same room at the same time. Sure. Nobody has.
If we stick to these rules, we're going to kick COVID in the testicles. We're going to stomp the testicles of COVID.
I'm going to bite the ear right off of COVID. I can't even do all this.
I take Prozac to protect myself from you.
Killing y'all.
What was that?
I take Prozac to protect me from killing y'all.
You know what? I think I have that soundbite somewhere.
I'm sure you do.
He was doing a presser, Mike Tyson, this is years ago, and he's like, yes, I take Prozac to prevent myself from killing you.
No, I'm on that Zoloft.
Zoloft is a Zoloft.
Or whatever it was.
And I stopped children's testicles.
So listen to the Surgeon General. Seriously, listen to the Surgeon General. If you're in a high-risk deal, folks, we're probably going to see a big spike in the next 2 to 3 weeks. We're probably going to get whacked.
Great.
We're already on the increase. The caseload is through the roof. I don't know if you saw the COVID numbers, but November is the worst so far. Since this began, November is the worst month so far for hospitalizations and case count. And it could really get nasty with the Thanksgiving gatherings. We could see a serious spike. In November, almost 35,000 people died in the U.S. in just November. And that load number is probably low.
From cases, it's a quarter of all the coronavirus cases this year have been in the month of November. And I also heard him say that hospitals are not going to be able to provide care for pregnant women because they're filled with COVID
beds. Say it like he would say it.
I can't do
it.
I sometimes do have a lift myself.
I want to hear Roxanne do Mike Tyson, Surgeon General.
I need to hear Froggy do it a little bit again.
Just do it again.
No, this is all you, Roxanne.
I've heard hospitals not being able to provide care for pregnant women because they're filled with COVID beds.
You sound like you have Bell's palsy.
Oh, my God.
I don't know that I've ever been prouder of Roxanne. That was really close. That was really good.
Do it one more time. I want to hear it again.
You might not be able to go to hospitals and get your heart attack treatment. I think I'm putting too much lisp into it.
I want to go on the record as I officially like lispy Roxanne better than real Roxanne.
Roxanne, from now on...
breathy, lispy Roxanne combined?
You can only talk like that on the show from now on.
Just lispy, not breathy, just lispy.
Sorry, Roxanne.
Guys, I just thought of something. I dropped the ball. Oh, my God, I dropped the freaking ball. I screwed up. Do I have to wait until next year to do this? All right, I messed up. Mea culpa time. I screwed something up. I'll tell you next. MJ Morning Show Q105. Hang on.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. It is 7:08. MJ and the gang, Froggy Fester and Roxanne here on a Monday. And, of course, we've joked around for years about Meth Lab Monday. We had our little Meth Lab song. Of course, you know this, right? Why is that playing?
No, that's
Hey, Kyle, I'm playing the right one here, but it's the wrong song. So I click on this. What happened? I'm clicking on Meth Lab Monday, and it's not there.
Maybe a little refresh might help. How about a refresh?
What happened there?
Maybe the power outage must have. I don't know if it flipped stuff. I don't know.
Coop doesn't make mistakes.
Coop doesn't make mistakes.
Hey, that's another classic. You know the.
you have the rest of them.
Hit the gas instead of the brake. Another old fart makes a big mistake.
Yeah, that's an MJ Morning Show classic right there as well. Hit the gas instead of the brake. Another old fart makes a big mistake. But when I click on Meth Lab Monday, I've got another version of our jingle.
She can't see over her Buick's dash, so grandma writes up another crash.
Yeah, those are the old jingles that we came up with years ago when drivers used to plow through storefronts.
Elderly drivers,
Elderly drivers hitting the gas instead of the brake. So I'm trying to click on Meth Lab Monday, and I'm getting that jingle for some reason.
I mean, it chose the right time for Meth Lab Monday, a 48-second clip.
Yeah, but
keep playing it. Let it...
play it and let it keep playing and see if there's anything after it. Like, right. like a hidden track.
All right, hold on. I'll let it run.
And just let it run. See if anything happens.
No, it just ends.
It just ends.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That jingle's now over top of the 48 second. Well, this wide orbit thing is kind of, you know, amateur hour stuff here.
It's a bit of a turd.
It is a wonky system here.
Is it possible some zit-faced part-timer came in over the weekend and just screwed with our sound effects?
I don't know.
It wasn't me.
So, Coop, do you have any idea what's going on?
I don't know, but I got it in there.
Okay. Hold on a minute. Coop's putting on Meth Lab Monday. And, folks, this is leading up to my mea culpa. This is leading up to the fact that I screwed up. I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier. I don't know why. Do you have it? Where is it?
Is it your bottom bar?
Bottom right.
Oh, is it? Hold on.
Bottom.
Oh, here it is. Hold on. I think we got it now. Look. We got it. Yeah, here it is.
6 o'clock already. I was just in the middle of a dream.
This is Meth Lab Monday.
Looks around the run day. The cops are gonna come day. It's gonna be a fun day. It's just another Meth Lab Monday.
Thank you, Coop, for getting it back in the system there. I appreciate it. Good job there, homie.
Thank you. I don't know why I was giving you the wrong one.
Yeah, I'm clicking on Meth Lab Monday, and it's playing my elderly crashing at the storefronts jingle.
Let's not let it happen again, Coop.
No, it's not Coop's fault. The computer, this is just a wonky system, man.
I'm just going to blame it on him.
About to be a mea culpa in here.
So, a what?
A mea culpa.
A mea culpa?
You have a mea culpa.
Yeah. God, how did I drop the ball on this? How the hell did I not think of... It's just another Cyber Monday.
Oh, good one.
How did I not think of that over the
years? What's your problem?
Why did we not do that?
It's not that good of a one, that's why.
No, we could come up with some clever lines to that.
All right, well, let's see what we got.
It's kind of Cyber Monday every day. Every Monday, at least.
But this is the designated Cyber Monday. This is the jacked up manufactured day that, you know, the Monday after Black Friday is Cyber Monday. And as I said earlier, you know, really, Black Friday was Cyber Friday because people visiting stores was down over 50%. And people were doing a lot of shopping online on Friday. So Black Friday really became like Cyber Friday leading up to Cyber Monday here. I don't have any lyrics written yet, so I guess we could try to, you know, I guess we could try to wing it here, Fester. Right? You want to try to wing it?
Oh, God.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, this is a longer intro than the one we have on our...
6 o'clock this morning.
No,
my God.
What?
When did this start?
What?
I started on the punch.
No, you didn't. You were too early, you idiot.
On the punch? Who are you?
You were too early. No,
Phil Spector over here.
Dude, you're way too early.
We're scrolling a little bit. We don't have to listen to this whole intro again.
You weren't even close. You couldn't get it right when it was playing normally.
Like, do we need the music for these lyrics?
You're going to be able to pick it up?
No.
All right. Hold on. Are you singing this or am I singing it?
You go first. You go first.
This is going to be good.
All right.
Oh, God.
O'clock already. I was just in the middle of a dream.
That's the regular song.
I was looking at my cell phone, looking at the Walmart screen. And that's all I have.
But I can't be late or I'll miss all those good deals.
Yeah, so...
Oh, my God, that sucked.
Your first lyric was the exact lyric from the song.
Wow.
Identical.
Yeah, because you're in the middle of a dream.
Oh, Fesher, what do you have?
Your first parody song lyric was the song.
I realize that, but I wasn't able to think of anything. You think you have something better?
Fesh, you can beat that. Come on.
You couldn't even come in on time on that thing.
Right, you got it. Let's go, Fesh. Let's go, baby.
Let me do this. Let me all back right. it up. All right,
pick
you ready?
His ass, Fesh.
All right, here we go. All right, you ready? Here we go. All right. Yeah, let's see what Fester's got. Come on. Let's see what the Fester's got here.
I'm laying in bed naked looking at my computer screen. Scrolling through Amazon looking for some body cream.
Oh, God.
Clicking on.
Is that all you have?
I mean, cream is the only word I can think of for dream or my screen. God,
you're naked in your bed and you're shopping for Amazon cream?
Are parody songs supposed to make you feel nauseous?
I'm about to hurl.
What do you guys got?
I'm about to throw up right now.
Mm. So maybe you didn't miss the boat on this song.
Oh, my God. All right, it's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. Maybe I should have left that damn thing alone.
You were exactly right not to pursue this one.
From the beginning.
You didn't drop the ball.
From the beginning, I hit the Meth Lab jingle, and it's something else. We should have aborted right then and there. Abort! It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. It's 7:24. And Roxanne wrote some lyrics. It's like, hey, Fester, do these. And then Roxanne sings the lyrics for our really cheesy, crappy Cyber Monday song, which how did we not think of that over the years? For Cyber Monday, because even before we went off the air, I think it was Cyber Monday, even before the MJ Morning Show went off the air back in 2012.
I mean, it's one day a year. Does it really justify a whole song?
Yeah, of course. We do one-offs all the time. What are you talking about? You know, we don't do things based, it's only going to run once or only one day. You can use it every year on the same day, right?
Meth Lab Monday is evergreen, boy. You can play that every week.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Meth Lab Monday was totally evergreen. So we were doing little spontaneous riffs, trying to come up with Cyber Monday to Manic Monday. And then Roxanne, we haven't heard this yet. You started to sing it, and I'm like, stop.
Yes.
Stop.
I was like, here, boys, here's stop. How we do a little ditty.
Yeah, so you wanted to give this to Fester.
Oh, God.
You wanted to give this to Fester to sing.
Yes, this is not for a woman to sing. This is for Fester to sing.
No. You're going to sing it. Now, can you carry a tune?
I cannot carry a tune.
Oh, this ought to be fun.
I have the worst singing voice ever.
Oh, this ought
it's
to be
really
great.
Bad.
All right, ready?
Froggy has no idea about this if he comes back.
Froggy,
here.
Sit down. All you're right. About to hear the worst thing you're going to hear all day.
Oh, God, please.
Dude, where were you?
He's in the toilet.
Are right, you ready?
I can't laugh while I do it, or the voice will be even worse.
Yes, here we go.
This is our
Cyber Monday song, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah, this is a longer intro than our parody for Meth Lab Monday. All right, here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
After the two drum beats. All right, here we go. Wait a minute.
6 o'clock already, I was just scrolling through my phone. Snap, it's Cyber Monday and I do need to get alone. But I gotta shop, cause otherwise I won't get laid.
What?
What?
These are days when you wish your last girlfriend had stayed.
Oh my God.
What?
That was written for Fester to sing, not me.
What? You're a lesbian now?
No.
Is that your... So wait a minute.
Now we're talking.
we're learning something new every day. So Roxanne's into women.
No. I wrote it for Fester to sing, and you guys just made me sing it.
You know, you're a lipstick lesbian.
You wouldn't be a woman.
Yeah, you're a lipstick lesbian.
You need to find yourself a good butch.
My question is, how do we do a parody song about shopping online on a Monday to getting action?
Says the person who was talking about Amazon cream in your first
cream. I use lotion to feel off my elbows are.
Where did that come from?
I was trying to make it racy for Fester.
And by the way, Froggy, in a female-female relationship, you can have two lipstick... two.
No, it's a lipstick and a bulldog.
No.
Yes, it is.
Froggy.
I mean, if you're going to have two lipsticks, I'm all in.
Froggy. Let me show you a video, Froggy. I'll change his mind, MJ. Hold on.
Froggy, there are lots of... You know, that is a misconception that... Lesbian couples have to be either, you know, two butchy women. And by the way, lesbian women, they'll call each other butch. They use that terminology.
Hey, butch, get over here, butch. Coming right away, butch.
So wait a minute. That's a misconception. You can have two butchy women. You can have the lipstick lesbian along with the butcher man type. Or you can have two lipsticks. I've known and I've seen several of Roxanne. You know what I'm talking about.
Sure. Love has no boundaries.
No, but have you known or seen two lipstick?
Just think about the variety of heterosexual couples you see. So, yes, you see a wide variety of homosexual couples.
Roxanne is so uncomfortable right now, MJ. She's about to melt into her seat.
No, she's not.
Do I lie, Roxanne?
The only thing I'm uncomfortable about right now is not the lesbian talk, just my singing voice.
That made me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Seriously, is it politically incorrect to say lipstick lesbian these days? I've kind of, on some things, I've kind of lost track on what you're allowed to say and what you're supposed to say versus what you can't say. You know, we ought to go to the lipstick line.
Hey, it's me, Butch, and my girlfriend, Butch.
I think everything is offensive now. So you can find somebody who will be offended.
I've got an email that you're not going to believe. Oh my, did you see this thing?
You and I both got the email, and I wanted to write them back because I didn't know what they were talking about until you told me this morning.
Oh my God. I got an email that's absolutely, completely, totally freaking insane. You know what I'd like to do? I don't know if we're going to get calls on this, but I want to prove Froggy wrong. I would like to go to phones and ask for women that are in relationships, in female-female relationships, that there are two of the lipstick, the very feminine lesbians, very attractive, feminine women with women relationships. Froggy, they exist. It's not what you're...
I haven't seen it on Skinamax yet.
What are you talking about? I have no idea if we're going to generate phones on this, but first of all, am I allowed to say lipstick lesbian anymore? I don't know
if you're allowed to say anything.
Is that against the etiquette code these days? Is that politically incorrect?
We're classifying them.
I just found blogs about being a lipstick lesbian.
All right.
Oh, God, send them to me.
She's joined.
Let's go to phones on this, seriously. And how about, I would love to hear from, the very attractive feminine woman that's also involved in a female relationship with another very, feminine, or what we would call the two lipsticks. I need to know, are you allowed to say lipstick anymore? Or is that offensive? Am I going to piss people off?
No, just say the hot one.
And then we ought to ask for calls about women that are in the female, very attractive couple, which is the more feminine. What are the words am I looking for here? What am I missing?
None. You got them all.
Did I get them?
It's really nice.
Burly.
Awesome. Here's the number. I have no idea if we're going to get phones on this. 800-990-1047. But I'd like to know, am I committing a faux pas by saying lipstick lesbian, or is that still accepted?
If you committed a faux pas, they will give you a very vicious tongue lashing. I can tell you that right now.
800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. And go ahead and set us straight. Oh, and what was the other thing we just said?
I don't know, but I'm irritated with Coop right now because I'm looking on our text line and he's communicating with people and he's saying that I sounded like Cartman singing from South Park.
No, there was something.
Thanks, Coop.
Hold on. There was something.
The email.
That's right.
I'm going to go find that audio clip that she's pissed off about.
Right. And then there's an email that we got that's unbelievable, and it's just an example of you never know what's going to tick off people. And I've always said this. It doesn't matter what you do on the air. It doesn't matter what you do. You're going to piss off somebody.
Somebody's been affected by everything.
I can say it's a beautiful day. There's not a cloud in the sky. It's wonderful. And someone's going to be angry. Someone's going to be pissed off.
Guess what happened to me the last time it was a beautiful day.
You know what? You're 100% right. All right, hold on to that thought. All right, so as far as the lesbian and the lipstick question, 800-990-1047. Or if you know a couple, if you know a female couple, and they're both the very attractive feminine types, and not the stereotypical one's got to be the female in the relationship, one's got to be the male in the relationship. Also, 800-990-1047. If you have friends, so if we don't get actual a lipstick person to call up, I mean, maybe you know somebody.
That's offensive.
So no butches? No butches allowed?
No, I didn't say. No, I'd like to hear from, if there are butch types,
sure,
then the butch types can call up and vouch for, Froggy, that there are there are lesbian couples that are also the two lipstick variety in the relationship.
Yes, this is Marge. Right, Marge the lesbian.
All right, Frog, stop. All right. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047 if you'd like to weigh in. And then if we don't get any calls on that, we got a story about a person that is angry at us, and they wrote us a scathing email. They're reporting us to the FCC.
What?
I'm not kidding around. All right, hold on. We'll explain it all next on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hang on.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
A little green day on the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. MJ here with Froggy Fester and Roxanne. And I guess Coop has scared up a couple calls here. So, again, let's teach Froggy a little lesson here. Where the hell did Froggy? Where is he going?
I don't know. He's not feeling well. He's had a rough
Thanksgiving. He's just skipping down the hall. He's not feeling
well.
He's
running down the hall because he's had a rough Thanksgiving weekend intestinally.
Let's grab Caroline. Caroline's on the line from Sarasota, and maybe she can educate us here on a couple of my questions. Is it offensive to say lipstick lesbian? Is lipstick okay? And then Froggy thinks that there has to be the butch woman and then the feminine woman, and that's just not the case. You can have two butch types, you can have two lipstick types, and let's grab Caroline Sarasota. Caroline, you're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, MJ. Hi, everyone.
Hey, hello. Caroline. It's a pleasure to have you on. All right, so are you going to set us straight here or what?
Well, yeah, I can definitely give you my perspective. I attended an all-women's college, and before that I had very limited interactions with, like, a larger group of self-identified bisexuals or lesbians. And, you know, throughout the course of my tenure at my school, I, you know, made a lot of friends with people who identified as either more, like, you know, femme lesbians. I think that's what you're referring to as, like, lipstick lesbian. Right. I've never heard that term before.
Caroline, that's a very common term. I just don't know.
I've never heard that.
I mean, maybe not,
I've
I'm
never
shaming.
Heard that before.
Really?
You've never used that.
Right, now, Caroline, are you straight or are you lesbian?
No, I am straight. I am straight, but I've never, even at college, like, I never heard that term before. I don't know if it's, like, a generational thing, you know, being, like, maybe a little bit younger, but they were.
Caroline, how old are you?
I'm in my 30s. All right. I'm like 32.
Okay.
But I don't know. I think that they would just describe themselves as traditionally more femme or femmes. That's how they would
describe
people. Because that's how my friend Emily, who I met there, described herself as femmy. And I'd never heard that before. I didn't even think it was okay to refer to somebody as butch or dykey, but they do. And so I realized, oh, that is, you know, how, you know, sometimes they describe, like.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I know lesbians. They throw around that term. For instance, we on the old MJ Morning Show, we had a phenomenal intern. She was one of the best we had, and her name was Mary. And Mary wanted to be called Mary. What did she tell us? She wanted to be called Fester.
We called her Mary, and she called me Mary the Bulldog.
And she wanted to be called Mary the Bulldog. By the way, I understand she passed. And,
oh my God!
Yeah, somebody sent me a note. that Mary passed, which saddened me dramatically. But
son of a.
But you know, again, Caroline, you know of yeah. lesbian females that they call each other butch and the other word, right?
Oh, yeah. One of my best friends, Danielle, will kind of pride herself on being, she says, the butchiest dyke in Washington, D.C. That's where she lives right now. She's a corporate attorney.
Right.
She's amazing. She's traditionally dated, and even the person that she's dating now would be considered more femme, so I guess they fall into more of your... That's the type that she was usually attracted to, is gotcha. More the feminine. But I also had a friend, Emily, who is... very gorgeous, and she dated, and even after college, for about 3 years afterwards, also a very feminine lesbian.
Yeah, see, that's an example. So you're giving us a story of two very attractive feminine types that were lesbian.
Yes, and they were together for 7 years, and I mean, I've seen it all, and even I've seen, you know, kind of like more to, you know, butchy, dykey, you know, lesbian couples as well. So I feel like, and people who maybe don't have as much experience want to say, oh, it's like this and that, but it's really not. I think, you know, Roxanne was kind of saying that too, you know, love is love. And, you know, I think that it doesn't say, I think it really depends on the person, just like with anybody else, you know, what you're looking for yep. in a relationship really boils down to you as an individual.
100%. Yeah. Caroline, great call. Very enlightening. Thank you, Caroline.
Okay, thank you.
All right, spread the word that the MJ Morning Show is back on Q105, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you.
Thank
have
you.
A good morning.
You too.
All right, so off the MJ Morning Show Facebook page,
right.
Tina just instant messaged us or sent us a message on Facebook. Tell Froggy we exist, and she sent in a beautiful photo of her and her partner.
Let me take a look.
So while Froggy looks at that, what we are learning wow. is that... lipstick that. Is sort of like a 90s you know term, might, and femi yeah, is yeah. a recent term.
Yeah. It might be a derogatory yeah. term, MJ.
I don't know.
We're just not in that loop.
Hold on, man.
They do exist. It's like seeing a unicorn.
Let me grab Hannah. Hannah's in Lakeland. Hi, Hannah. You're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
We are great, Hannah. Welcome. What do you want to say?
So, I was listening in on your show, and I wanted to chime in a little bit. I, myself, am a lesbian in a lesbian relationship. And the last caller that called in had a good point. You know, there are a whole bunch of different types of labels, I guess you could put on relationships and different types of people and how they present, whether that's masculine or feminine. Now, I myself am more masculine in the relationship, but on paper, I would be more feminine, I guess. I'm a hairdresser. And my fiance, who's now in the military, is, you know, doing more masculine jobs. So I guess it's more of like some relationships, it's more of a trade-off, you know, and so it's not necessarily something that you'd be able to see directly looking at someone.
Right, and I'll give you an example. You just mentioned military. Chloe, yes. While Chloe was being recruited for multiple colleges, numerous schools were after my daughter to play women's soccer. And there was an assistant coach at one of the schools who was lesbian, was actually married to another woman. And she was what I would guess would be the male in the relationship. So she had the very short male-looking haircut, but she was gorgeous. She had the most beautiful face, was just cute as a button. But she was in a married lesbian relationship, but she was... the man or the more dominant or the am I saying that is it
the
more masculine in the relationship, but she was gorgeous. She was a beautiful young woman.
Oh, for sure. Yep. And the thing is a lot of times, okay, within the LGBTQ community, a lot of times us as lesbians tend to put a label on ourselves. So there's more feminine women who are considered femmes. There have been women who use the term lipstick lesbian. It's more of an older term, so like 80s and 90s.
All right, so that's why why I know it. So is it offensive to say lipstick? Should I reduce that term, or should I eliminate that term?
I think it would be safer to call someone more feminine, so I would say more of a femme.
A femme, gotcha.
There are some people who use that term lipstick lesbian, yep. but I think unless they specifically call themselves that, I wouldn't necessarily use that to describe somebody.
All right. Well, listen, bottom line is great information here. Hannah, thanks so much for the call. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks. And listen, we're learning a lot here. This is great. All right, when we get back, we offended a listener with a story about sausage. That you're not going to believe. This listener went off on us. She's reporting us to the FCC. Hold on. You, wow. Folks, you got to hear this.
From one extreme to the other.
Yeah. Next.
Jeez. Now we're talking about sausage.
But it's real sausage. All right, hang on.
Whatever.
It's not a euphemism. That's next on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. MJ here, along with Roxanne and Froggy and Fester. And we got to get into the horrible people thing. I'll do that in a second. I need some clarification. So, during the song, Roxanne just said that the Bucks losing yesterday, it might have put them in a better position for the playoffs? What are you, really?
Yes. Basically, they just delegated their work yesterday because three teams that lost, the Bears lost.
The Bears.
I believe the Rams lost. And I forget the other one. So the Bucks have themselves in a position when they play the Vikings. It's, you're going to get in the playoffs if you win this game.
All right, so they need to beat the Vikes.
They need to beat the Vikings. They have a nice bye week the week before.
Well, the bye week is next week.
Right. Yes.
So bye week is next week, and then the Bucks in 2 weeks will play the Vikings.
Correct.
Is that away or is that home?
The game's at Tampa Stadium.
Oh, it's
or Raymond James Stadium, yeah. So the Bucks, even though it's always better to win the game.
Yeah, I would say.
Lose in a very good game. I thought the game was going to be a big bucket of suck it in the first half.
All right, hang on.
But it turned out to be a great game.
All right, we'll talk about Tom Brady, the comeback, obviously, but then losing. And it's kind of like when you look at the QB matchup, you look at Mahomes versus Brady. It's kind of like the new versus the old. And, you know, we'll get into that later. And then the NFL's a mess. There are multiple issues in the NFL where it is a complete mess, so we'll get into that later on. All right, this email clearly caught my attention. By the way, folks, you can contact us. What you like, what you don't like. You want to welcome us back. Anything you want to say, you want to reminisce, you want to riff, you want to ask for something, you like something we did in the old MJ Morning Show that we ought to bring back. Any communication, anything you want to say to us at any time. Drop me a note. Email and communication with you, the MJ listener, has been a real integral part of this program over the many years that the MJ Morning Show existed for 18 years. And then, of course, our triumphant return back on October 5th here on Q105. Feel free to email me or the crew anything you want. I'm MJ at MJMorningShow.com. It doesn't get any easier than that. MJ at MJMorningShow.com. Roxanne at MJMorningShow.com. Fester at MJMorningShow.com. Froggy at MJMorningShow.com. So drop us an email. And, well, a listener did just that. And over the weekend, I'm going through email, I'm looking at subject lines, and I see, you are horrible people.
Well, kind of a fact, but...
No.
So you listen.
Froggy, don't project your personal horribleness on us. I don't think I'm a horrible person.
Well, me and Fester are, all right?
All right, Fester and you two are horrible.
That's
Roxanne and I are—I think we're phenomenal.
Oh, class personified.
Yeah, normal, regular folks. So I get this email.
Yeah, I think of normal. I think of you two. My best friend's Derek Jeter. Yeah, you're real normal, Rox.
I get this. What's today? Today's the 30th. This was emailed at 11:28 at night on November 27th. So what was that? Was that Friday night? I think it was Friday. Yeah, Friday, yes. Friday.
Friday.
Hold on. This clip played during our Best of show on Friday.
Okay, so we did this originally probably a month ago.
Right.
And then we replayed this clip on the Best of the MJ Morning Show on Friday morning on Black Friday.
Right. Coop and I picked a bunch of great clips for Friday.
All right, so that's why this person was responding to the replay of this bit. The subject line in the email, "You are horrible people." And it says this. "You are all very horrible people to make your living off other people's pain. The anti-bullying laws do not cover freedom of speech. You have violated the rights of the disability of a 15-year-old child with your mockery. I have reported you to the FCC.
What?
Your freedom of speech is not covered when you are violating laws and federal disability laws. I seen your pictures." I'm going to mark a little couple points off for grammar there.
Keep going.
"I seen your pictures, and you should worry about fixing yourself before." "I seen your pictures, and you should worry about fixing yourself before you worry about downing other people. You have nothing but teaching people to be bullies. So you have nothing." Are they trying to say you have done nothing, maybe?
I don't know.
There's some words missing. "You have nothing but teaching people to be bullies." All right.
Don't write emails when you're really mad.
Maybe the tobacco spilled out and got on the keyboard.
So I write back. I don't know what they're talking. What are they talking about? We're not mean people. We don't bully people.
Of course not.
I'm anti-bully.
You didn't even know when you first read this that she was referring to the Best of show or what clip she's referring to.
Could be anything.
Well, first of all, is it a she or a he?
I have no idea. It came from BabyM001 at one of the big emails.
It's a baby.
So it's a baby.
What's up, baby M?
I'm like, what is this person talking about? So I write a note back. As soon as I saw this, I write a note back. "Sorry, no idea what you're talking about, MJ." That's it. Then I get a response back. And it says, "The radio show on Q105, they were discussing about a disabled 15-year-old boy who had an eating disorder and would only eat sausage and finger foods and how they had to hypnotize him. They named the boy on the radio and they were calling him Sausage Boy. They were laughing about the disability. They were mocking him for his disability. Grown adults picking on a child, blah, blah, blah. Maybe you should talk to your crew that worked yesterday morning. That's a violation of multiple federal disability and the EEOC in Florida."
Whoa.
"When you mock a person with disabilities and
this goes
it's
on
considered
and on.
Harassment of a disability. Do people get on your morning show and laugh and make fun of other..." I mean, this just rambles on for another, 35 minutes. All right, so...
That's exactly what
I'm
we
like,
do.
What is this person talking about? And now, then it came back to me. We talked about this kid who has eaten nothing but sausages his entire life. That's all he would eat until he was cured, and now he's expanded to other foods. All right, first of all, baby... The angry emailer, we got this story from an online story that was published in a British tabloid newspaper. It was in the New York Post. The kid, the family, the mother, they named themselves. They told their own story. We didn't go hunt out some private individual that didn't want their sausage problem discussed. They allowed media coverage of the sausage problem and the subsequent cure for this 15-year-old kid that used to eat nothing but sausage every day, like 5 meals a day, only sausage. So why are you angry? I thought it was clear. We talked about this was a story, a published story, where the kids even shot videos.
No. MJ, we have breaking news from the MJ Morning Show investigative team. We found the sausage.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Yes?
The sausage eater, we will now reveal the 15-year-old boy is Ben Simpson. And he lives in the UK. And he eats Richmond brand breakfast sausages.
Are those sausage right?
Yes.
So he's definitely not going to hear us making fun of him.
I mean, he'd probably love it.
Hold on. We're not making fun. We're having fun with the story. They told the story to the British media. It was picked up by U.S. media. And this emailer is like all ticked off, like we invaded their privacy. They threw themselves out. They were interviewed by British television. They're all over stories on the internet. You know, it just shows that some people get all pissed off, all ticked off over what? No reason at all.
What, does she have some sausage-eating affliction?
Hang on. We've got the audio here. This is a chunk of the audio from the bit we did like a month ago that then ran on Friday morning during the best of. This is what the email is all pissed off about. Ever since he can remember, this 15-year-old kid, Ben Simpson, has eaten only sausage. His mom would only buy the breakfast-style Link sausages. That's all the kid ate, three times a day. Sausages and water. That's all. Yes. He had some kind of an ailment, obviously.
You think?
Some kind of a mental disorder called ARFID.
What is that?
ARFID. ARFID is called Avoidant Restrictive Food Intake Disorder.
Okay, I don't have that.
I know you don't. Back live now. That was part of the clip.
So Fester was almost making fun of himself.
That was offensive, Fester.
Well, listen. What is offensive? We're talking about a story. They put themselves out there. They allowed themselves to be covered. They told the story. And I've got a listener. First of all, the FCC doesn't deal with me talking about a sausage-eating British kid, okay?
They have a whole sausage department over there.
Yeah, I bet they do. All right,
so as we continue with that segment, the jokes evolved or devolved into me saying, oh, he doesn't want to be known as a sausage kid in high school. And
yeah.
We made some jokes at
that.
But
didn't we make a Ferris Bueller joke at some point?
And then we talked about the Sausage King of Chicago. That's right.
That's right. That would be Abe Froman.
Right.
Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago.
And then this person, Baby M 001, got all bent out of shape.
You are horrible people.
Hey, why don't you just relax eat a sausage? Yeah,
Baby M, stuff a sausage in it, all right?
I gotta be honest. What kind of life is Baby M001 leader? I mean, to send off emails like this?
And this sausage story has a happy ending. He's cured now.
He's eating more than just sausage now.
Thank you, Roxanne. Here's a video of him eating fish and chips, the most British thing you can eat after bangers.
And then he had some spotted dick for dessert.
Oh, I love spotted dick. Bring the whole jar to me, please.
I want
to
eat a whole bunch of spotted dick. And that, by the way, folks, that is a British dessert.
A very popular
spotted dick
dessert, yes.
In fact, even here in the States, you can go to the international
that
food section.
There. Yes.
And even like in supermarkets, they have cans of spotted dick.
Do you know how to order it? The official way to order it? You got to go, let me have some spotted dick, please. You said the spotted really low.
Hey, I'm excited here. We've got a brand new contest we're launching today. And we're giving away Universal Orlando tickets. Here's the deal. If you're the seventh caller right now, you will win a pair of tickets to experience the holidays at Universal Orlando Resort. Caller seven right now, grab the Universal tickets, 800-990-1047. And Baby M, who thinks we're horrible, you're also eligible to call in.
No, you aren't. Call in. And I'd be pissed if Baby M won.
I'll give you a box of sausage to go with your tickets as well. All right, caller 7, 800-990-1047, 800-990-1047. Good luck from the MJ Morning Show on Q105. All right, Froggy, I got a favor to ask you, all right, buddy?
Okay, sir.
I got a big Froggy favor to ask next, MJ Morning Show.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
The return of the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. MJ along with Roxanne and Froggy and Fester. 8:10 Monday morning. Hopefully everyone had a phenomenal Thanksgiving weekend during, you know, the dumpster fire of 2020. And I fried a turkey on Thursday. We'll get into this later on. I fried a turkey on Thursday. And then my buddy Bob calls me yesterday. Hey, can I borrow your frying equipment? We've got a turkey. We need a fry. This is Sunday night, last night. They want to fry a turkey. It's a long story. I'll tell the story later on. And he's like, let me come pick up the stuff. I'm like, all right, Bob, how many turkeys you fried? Oh, this will be the first time. I'm like, no, hang on. So I volunteered. I went over to Bob's place in the swanky Culbreth Isles area.
Yes.
Yes, I did. I had to go through the gate with my turkey fried equipment, and I fried a turkey. So I did a second turkey fry. Folks, if you follow me on Instagram, you can see both. on Instagram.
Both of them.
Yeah, both of them. I shot video. Both are on my Instagram feed. Give me a follow at Certified Todd Schnitt. At Certified, T-O-D-D-S-C-H-N, as in November, I-T-T. At Certified Todd Schnitt. And, of course, I think a lot of people, but maybe not everyone knows that I'm MJ, but my real name is Todd Schnitt. All right. So, Froggy, I got a favor to ask you.
Okay, this is a first, but okay.
Actually.
Kind of nervous.
Oh, we got to talk about the Bucks and the NFL's a mess. We'll get into that later. We got a lot. This is a busy, busy Monday, obviously. Let me call Chloe, because the favor is really from the sweet little Chloe. Hang on a second. I picked up all the lines are
jammed
here.
We already have a winner for our Universal tickets, by the way.
Yeah, congratulations. Congratulations to whoever won.
Who was the winner, Coop?
Kimberly.
Kimberly, congratulations.
Hi, Kimberly. Where's Kimberly from?
I haven't gotten that far yet.
All right, so Kimberly, yeah. Tell Kimberly thank you. So I guess I gotta pick up another line here. Let me see if I can get Chloe in. All right, here we go. I got a line. All right. Oh, jeez. Hang on a minute.
All right.
All right, here we go.
So you need a favor from Froggy, but the favor really comes from Chloe.
Yeah, the favor is from Chloe. So let me dial up Chloe here. And I think it'd be good for Chloe to ask Froggy for the favor.
He's not going to do crap for you. I mean, Chloe would do anything for her, but...
Hello, Chloe?
Hi.
Hey, Chloe. Good morning. Are you getting... Do you have school today?
Yep.
All right, so you're obviously Chloe's home here in the Tampa Bay area. She goes to University of New Hampshire, and they came home for Thanksgiving, and they don't go back until the end of January. Like February 1st is when they go back. So they're keeping them. They're not going back in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then they're going back late. So you have to finish up this semester, right?
Yeah.
So how many online classes do you have today?
I only have one today.
Okay, what class do you have today?
Personal finance.
Oh, very good. Personal finance thing. And then over after Christmas, you guys are going to have a short mini semester, and you're going to take some credits over mini semester?
Yeah, those are optional, but I figured why not get ahead.
So. A good idea. So are you going to how many classes are you going to take over the mini semester?
I think I'll just do one.
And what have you picked it? Do you know what it's going to be yet?
I think I'll do an English class.
Gotcha. All right, so what would you like to ask Froggy? What favor would you like to ask Mr.
Hello,
Froggy?
Hello, Chloe. How's it going? What do you want?
Good. I'm good. You know, I would really like to get into fishing, so I'm hoping that you could maybe help get me started, pick out some gear, and maybe even teach me a thing or two about fishing.
Oh, she wants to fish, do you?
Now, we have a dock,
look
obviously.
At that.
Our home is on Tampa Bay. And we do have a dock. And when the kids were little, I did have some fishing rods. And we did do some fishing off of the dock. And
let me guess, you caught nothing. Oh, you might have got a catfish. Did you get a catfish?
Chloe, did we ever catch it? We did, actually.
Dad, I vividly remember fishing twine.
Fishing yarn.
It's a monofilament or fishing line?
Oh my God, okay. It's not monofilament or fishing line.
What is it then?
It's fluorocarbon or monofilament.
All right, go ahead, Chloe.
It ended up in the mangroves every single time. Yeah. We would throw it, and we would have to cut it.
The kids would cast it to the mangroves. Exactly. every single time.
All they had to do was
just drop it in to the water. Just drop it in, or you could cast. There's plenty of open space to cast off our dock, but they would throw it into the mangroves. All right, so Chloe, what would you like to ask Froggy?
God, what a Googan.
Well, I would like Froggy to take me shopping for fishing gear, and then I would like him to come over and give me lessons.
Okay, well, that's a lot. here's what we'll do. First, here's what I'm thinking. I'm getting my brain's moving right here. How about... I'll lay out a list of things you might possibly need, and then I'll have your dad give me the money, and then I'll go get it. Okay, so you want to start from the top? I'm working on a list right now. We got Power Braid 20-pound test. That's going to be about 20 bucks. Somebody keep a list here?
I got it.
20 bucks, okay, Power Braid. You got to use Power Braid. You don't want to use the mono or the fluoro.
I want cheap stuff from Walmart.
We're not going to Wally World, bro.
Take me to Walmart.
Not going to Wally World to get fishing stuff. All right? All right, mirror lures, $8 a piece. We're going to need about 40 of those.
What? All right? Really?
Yeah, the secret to fishing Tampa Bay, everybody listening? Manufactured in Tampa, mirror lures. That's all you need.
I want to do this cheaply at Walmart.
Seven-and-a-half-foot rod. You're going to need quick, fast action tip. That means the tip moves really fast. It's good for Tampa Bay, $150.
Can't you get
that?
Like one of those pink plastic ones for $14?
No.
It sounds like you're auctioning fishing equipment right now.
I want to go to Walmart and just outfit her with
the rest of the stuff you can get at Walmart. You don't want to get your rod or your reel at Walmart, okay? Now you got to get the leader, 20-pound, 30-pound test, $25, okay? You got to get clothing, the buff mask. You don't want to get skin cancer, $150 or $200, okay? Circle hooks, $10. You need about 100 of them, okay? Now, real magic, real grease, $25. Now let's move on to my knowledge. $60 an hour. And we're done. Not to mention, you have to get a license for you.
You're going to charge my kid $60 an hour to teach her to fish?
No, he's going to charge you $60 an hour to teach her how to fish.
Is that from the dock or on a boat?
No, we're going to start from the dock, obviously, from the dock.
You're going to charge my kid to learn to fish?
So I'm thinking in equipment, maybe $300 to $350. Let's just go $500 for equipment.
I want to go to Walmart and spend $50.
Okay, you want to go to Walmart. Do you want to catch fish? Do you? Answer me, somebody.
All right, listen. You're gonna charge me $60 an hour to teach my kid how to fish?
All right, you know what? I've known you for 20 years. I find you to be a good friend. I've known Chloe forever. $48 an hour.
With a 4-hour minimum, though.
Oh my God.
No, I will do this, and I will get the equipment for you, but I'm not paying for it. So cough up some cash, man. I'm not paying for all this stuff.
I'll pay for the equipment.
Just give me the money and I'll go get it.
I'll pay for the equipment, but you want to charge us an hourly rate to teach us fish?
On top of that, yeah. I can't hang out with you and not get paid.
Hold on. Are you legitimately going to buy it, or do you have it like in your garage? You're just going to get the cash from him and just bring you stuff from your house?
MJ, what you should do right now is hand me $500. And then I'll go to Walmart and I'll get what you need.
I got to
prepay.
Froggy, I got to move on.
Chloe.
I'm not paying you $60.
I'm excited for our first lesson, Chloe.
I'm not paying you $60.
Let's go fishing.
Goodbye, Chloe. Froggy's a shyster.
Apparently your dad doesn't care about fishing or care about you having fun.
It's really about you.
Goodbye, Chloe. She just hung up.
I would too.
Dude, how do you live on the water and not know how to fish? Googan Central.
What is a Googan?
A Googan. Let me explain it to you. Somebody who thinks they can fish and they can't, thinks they can boat and they can't.
A hack fisherman is a Googan.
And it's 8:18. It's the MJ Morning Show. This is pretty interesting. Fester connected with one of our old MJ Morning Show interns. You want to know what it's like to bring the kids to visit Santa during COVID-19? Santa COVID-19 story next.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105, MJ and the crew, 8:28, and Santa Claus during COVID-19. We have an old MJ Morning Show intern who was probably, 19 years old, 18 years old when she was an intern in college, and now she's a mommy. She's a mommy, an old intern from back in the day. Hold on, we're going to get the COVID story in just a second with Santa Claus during this crazy time, during the dumpster fire of 2020. Quickly, though, guess what Magic Mark just sent me? He sent me a Cyber Monday parody.
Of course.
What? Yeah, so it's not, yes.
Is it as good as mine?
Oh, man.
Would you like to sing yours again?
No, Roxanne, don't even bring that up.
Roxanne, you want to sing
it again? The lyrics are great. The execution,
folks, if you miss Roxanne singing and the racy lyrics that Roxanne threw out.
Awful.
By the way, The MJ Morning Show, we podcast this show. So if you missed any, if you're listening right now and you missed the previous, what, 2 hours and 30 minutes? We podcast every day. So beginning at, I don't know, about 11 o'clock, you can go to MJMorningShow.com, MJMorningShow.com, but also you can subscribe because our podcast. So what we do is every day we take the entire show, just the content, just the content segments, and we put them all together back to back to back to back to back. So you have over 2 hours of MJ Morning Show every day, and it's just the bits. It's just us. And that gets posted on all the major platforms, on Apple Music, so on iTunes, whatever they call it these days. So you can subscribe on Apple, on Spotify, on Google Play. Just search MJ Morning Show on your podcast platform and make sure it's the one where it's the MJ logo with the Q105 logo.
Yeah.
Because if you have just the MJ logo, that's the MJ Morning Show reunion podcast that we started last October in 2019. And we're going to end that, I think, tonight. Tonight's going to be the last of the regular MJ Morning Show return podcast. And those will be just archived for history. About the daily podcast, look for the MJ Morning Show logo with the Q105 logo. And those are daily. We podcast the show Monday through Friday. So if you miss anything, you can hit our podcast, and you can subscribe, so it'll load automatically on your choice. You ready?
Am I? Have you heard it?
I have not heard it yet.
Oh, boy, I'm excited.
Now, Magic Mark, we talked earlier about I missed the boat. I was kind of kicking myself. I was kind of ticked off that I can't believe I dropped the ball on this, and it was the fact that Manic Monday, we have the Methylab Monday song. But it's Cyber Monday. It'd be perfect for a parody for Cyber Monday. Right? So, hold on. It's this one here. All right, so, you know, I thought maybe that Magic Mark was going to whip up one of these quickly, you know, to Manic Monday.
What did he give you?
But he didn't do this. This is something he must have had produced from previous years. So I think it might be a Johnny Cash parody for Cyber Monday today.
Johnny Cash, huh?
Okay. Let's listen quickly.
I just can't get to the shopping list of mine. I need to buy gifts, but I don't have the time. That Cyber Monday won't let me fall behind, because it's time to shop online.
I'm going to walk this down to QIK.
He's shopping. I go to .coms and my shopping's through. It just takes minutes with free shipping, too. I might be lazy, but I got peace of mind.
Not a bad Johnny Cash.
Because it's time to shop online, yeah. Because it's time to shop online.
Very country there, Jamboree.
It is.
What, he play the music too? All right, Fester, what'd you think?
It's not a bad Johnny Cash.
It was great. Thank you, Mike.
Good job. I like the production.
Give that to our pals down the hall at QIK. All right?
I'll have them put it between Conway Twitty and Tanya Tucker.
There you go.
Play that candidate right
in. Is that Danielle, the intern, ready to go?
Danielle, our former intern, and she posted a great picture on Facebook over the weekend.
She usually does.
We have it at MJMorningShow.com. This picture, however, is not of her, which is amazing. It's of her daughter at Santa Claus. Did we lose her on the line?
Can you put her on hold?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Did you hang up?
Put her on hold. Did you?
Hello? Hold on, Danielle.
Put her on hold.
I put her on hold. There you go.
You got the phone off the hook over there. You didn't put her on hold.
Did I really?
Yes.
She's just listening.
Poor kid. She was just on there listening to...
All right. So Danielle is a former intern of ours. Danielle, what year were you an intern, or what years during the original MJ Morning Show?
I was there in 2010 when I was in college.
All right.
Wait, weren't you the one that was pregnant then? She had a kid.
No, you had a...
No, I was 16 and pregnant. We found out who actually wrote my mom the letter on air.
16?
That I told them I was pregnant. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my goodness.
By the way,
she had a kid then.
By the way, Danielle, you've got a couple of fans here in the studio. And
big fans.
Fester and Froggy apparently follow your Instagram feed. You've got quite the quite the picture taking there.
Thank you. You got it, flaunt it. My mom would be proud.
Hold on. If you got it, flaunt it.
And you do, yeah. My friend. You do.
Yeah. All over it.
Yep. You certainly put it out there. And the guys brought your did we talk about it on the podcast at all?
Off air on the podcast, we were talking about interns. And I reconnected with her because she works for a law firm and came up with a very creative Tiger King billboard.
Right.
And then Froggy liked her Facebook page and he's like, she really loves herself.
And the guy said, hey, take a look at Danielle's Instagram feed and you got to see the pictures she's taken.
You're feeling yourself.
And yeah.
A little bit.
And half of them she is.
If you got it flaunted.
I recommend everybody to check out her feed if you would.
So are you 30 now? How old are you?
I'm 31 now.
Oh my God.
It's been a long time.
Your daughter is the daughter that you had. Hold on. So who was pregnant at 16?
I was pregnant at 16. So I have a 13-year-old son. He's
okay.
In high school next year. Wow. And I have a daughter. She's 5.
Now, where's the baby daddy from the 16-year-old pregnancy?
We're married.
You're engaged.
And you're like, that's never going to work.
Wait a second.
Good job, Danielle.
So the baby daddy from the 16-year-old knock-up job, you're telling me that you're that's his picture is that the
picture in the green school shirt?
Oh,
that's your boy,
God.
Right?
He's a cutie.
All of us.
What is that? His
all
fifth grade? It says the Fester Shelby is your husband's fifth grade portrait.
they look a lot alike. Yes, our genes are very strong.
That's your 13-year-old son's portrait. Okay,
what'd you think that was her husband?
Oh, you thought that was her husband? No, that's your son.
I thought that was a school picture of her husband back in the day when he knocked her up.
Her husband is Steven, right?
Yes, it's Steven.
And he has a perfectly manicured beard.
But wait a minute. This is a really interesting story. Now, first of all, you probably shouldn't have become pregnant at 16, okay? That's number
probably
one.
Probably not. I don't recommend it.
Okay.
Great it turned out.
But the fact that, I guess, years ago I said, you're getting married to the... Yes. It's not going to last, but you guys have lasted, and it's really an amazing story.
It is almost 15 years in January. It's been a long time.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
Steven could never do better.
So what, 5 more years and it's over? What do you guys think?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right,
I work for a divorce attorney, Steven Glaro, so...
There we go. All right, so Danielle, how old is your daughter now?
She's 5.
All right, so you took your 5... She's a pretty little girl. That's great.
Thank you.
Your family looks gorgeous. All right, so... You take your 5-year-old daughter. Now, where do you go? Where was the Santa Claus set up?
This was at the Hillsborough County Fairgrounds, and it's called Wonderland of Lights in Valrico, close to Brandon.
Now, so it's not at a mall, but this is at the at the Hillsborough County Fairgrounds. And how far? It looks like you're 25 feet away from Santa?
Yeah, we're so far away. And so when we get there, the line was out the door because of COVID guidelines. You have to be 6 foot apart. So the line looked longer than it was, but it still took a long time. So
I see a picture of your daughter standing in front of Santa. How far away was she from Santa, who's sitting on his North Pole chair?
It had to have been like 8 feet. It was pretty far.
All right. So it's not like, you know, Santa, hi, it's me. What's your daughter's name?
Her name is Mila.
Mila?
Mila.
Oh,
yeah. Mila or Nila?
M.
Mila with an M. Like
Mila. Like Mila Jovovich.
Santa, it's me, Mila! Or like Milos, the tennis pro on Seinfeld.
Or Mila Kunis.
Was it kind of weird because you don't get to sit on that stretch for me?
Or that? Yeah. Why don't we name really obscure people and Froggy will name the one everybody knows?
Or a really famous Mila. thank you, Froggy.
Yeah, no problem. So,
but how weird was it having to be that far away from Santa and not being able to sit on Santa's COVID lap this year?
It was extremely weird because this is a moment every kid waits for once a year, and just to not have that and have that moment taken away, she was very upset about it. So it was definitely bizarre.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aw, it's a lovely story. The stage, the whole Santa setup with the trees and the flowers, they did a really nice job with the set.
They went all out. I'm glad they did because it made the experience very, as magical as it can be, you know, for not sitting on Santa's lap.
All right, so the stage is fantastic, but then they have a table with a dollar store.
It was awful, the table. My daughter didn't want to sit on it.
table covering on it.
The stage is awesome, but that. So what's the table for?
Social distancing.
The table was to sit down on, and she was like not. We got a picture of her sitting down, but she was not having it. She wanted to stand and yell at him. That's what
sitting
she wanted to
down
do.
The table. Yes. So what did your daughter yell at Santa?
Oh my God, it was like the longest list of things. Her very first thing was an American Girl doll. She really, really wanted one. She wanted two, a blonde and a brunette.
By the way, Chloe has like a dozen of them that I think she's going to put on eBay.
This is smart.
She's got some rare ones that are discontinued, I guess, that are worth a lot of money.
Yeah, Walmart has their own line, so I think Santa might go that direction.
Santa's smart.
Well, hold on. So they're American Girl knockoffs? They're not real American girls?
Yeah, Target has their own line, too.
Yeah.
Americana girls.
I'm all about it. Americana girls.
That's what we got Hadley. We got Hadley the Target girl line. And the pink Jeep. Here you go, kid.
Target girl.
That's right.
Off-brand American Girl dolls?
You'll never know.
She will.
They will.
Sure, her friends will.
Her friends will say, "Oh, your mom and dad cheaped out. Your mom and dad's are cheap. They got you fake American Doll girl.
Because that's
American
how girls girl. Are. Is that's that what how the, girls are. Yes,
really.
Target girl.
I got my kid, the Kmart kid with one leg.
Peg leg.
Danielle, thank you so much. It's anything else you wanted to add?
No, Snooki says hi. We're still best friends.
Snooki!
Oh, my God. Say, Snooki was another one of our great... She looked just like Snooki from Jersey Shore.
She was short. That's the only thing that looked like
she kind of looked like Snooki a little bit. And what does Snooki do now?
She is a mom. She has a child. And she works for a really prestigious school in Tampa.
What does she do?
She's a teacher. She does kindergarten. And
get out! Snooki's a kindergarten teacher?
Kindergarten teacher. She's great.
Look in the class.
She's got her master's degree.
What, for like Berkeley or something?
Yes, for Berkeley.
Wow! You said very prestigious Tampa school, so I'm thinking Berkeley, you know?
Yep.
Or Jesuits a great school as well, but you know?
Yeah.
So it's Tampa Catholic.
Yeah, Tampa Catholic. Wow, Snooki is. Oh, that is. Do they know at Berkeley that she was Snooki on the MJ Morning Show?
I don't think so. She kind of is completely different than how she was, you know, back when she interned.
She looks identical, by the way.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. It's just incredible. hey Danielle, great. What's your next like racy picture you're going to post on your Instagram?
You're just going to have to find out.
Yeah, let's make it soon, huh?
Very soon.
Keep the content coming, huh?
All right, Danielle. And your husband doesn't have a problem with the pictures?
Oh, he's pissed.
Nah, he's pretty confident.
Why would he?
Does that fuel the fun in the bedroom?
Oh, God, MJ.
Absolutely.
All right. Danielle,
ruined it.
Great to talk to you.
Thank you.
And what did you think when you heard the MJ Morning Show was back on the air?
I saw a billboard, and I took a picture and texted it to Snooki, and I was like, oh, my gosh, they're back on, and she was so excited. I was very, very happy to hear that.
Awesome. Thank you, Danielle. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you know, the fairgrounds Santa Claus thing is a very nice setup. It really looks good. And then mall-wise, a bunch of northeastern malls, they're canceling Santa. There's going to be no Santa in the malls in some, like, locations across the country, mostly northeast and midwest. But you found the Westfield Mall Santa protocol, right?
The protocol is advanced reservations. You got to get those. They recommend them. You're going to have the physical distancing in place, 6 feet apart or in the queues when you're waiting to go inside. And they're going to do the temperature checks, which those kind of make me nervous. We got one of those radar gun temperatures thermometers this weekend. I don't know how accurate they are all the time. In any case, we have the photo of Danielle's daughter up on MJ Morning Show. And so you can kind of see what it looks like.
All right. So if you go to, it's really a cute photo. It's really, and yeah, take a look at this thing. Go to MJMorningShow.com. Go to MJMorningShow.com, and you can see the picture of Danielle's daughter with Santa at the fairgrounds.
Kind of looks like she's at a press conference demanding Santa send her certain things. Yes,
it's really, it's a cool picture. It's really a nice shot. So MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
We got the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. It is 8:53. So hold on a minute. Coop, she won't talk to us? Well, put her on hold a second. I won't put her on the air. So Coop, our executive producer, are you? I don't think you're executive yet. You're just a producer. I haven't promoted yet.
I don't see another producer around here.
Yeah, but you're doing a good job. But right now, you're still just producer. So Coop's our producer, doing a great job. And you've got this woman on hold, but she doesn't want to speak to us?
She said she said everyone will know who she is.
No, they won't.
Nobody.
No, what? Come on. All right, so the woman on hold claims that she has video of one of the members of NSYNC.
She said Joey Fatone
yep.
was at a bar last night in Pinellas Park and asked if we wanted the video. And I said, yeah, send it to everyone, all the emails that okay. you guys have. And she said she's having trouble sending it.
Oh, boy.
So, what did he do?
Professor, pick. She's on line six.
Did he whip out his wiener or something?
Pick up line six. Talk all to right. her off the air and see if he can get her just hey, to talk to us quickly. We won't use her name, all right?
So, hey, listen. First of all, you will not get him in trouble. Listen, I assure you, Joey Fatone's level of trouble doesn't revolve around you and I talking on a morning show. What's your first name?
Or don't repeat her name. Tell her. Okay. See if she'll come on the air with me quickly.
Unless it's Karen.
Just tell what you just told me. Tell that to MJ. Okay?
We'll keep her completely anonymous.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. We're not going to use your name. We're not going to use your blood type or anything like that.
Nothing.
Hold on. All right. Line one.
All right. Hey. Good morning. We won't use your name.
I don't care. I just don't want to get the guy in trouble. That's all.
You care that much about Joey Fatone?
Hang on a second. If Joey Fatone was in Pinellas Park and he was singing at a bar last night, why would he get in trouble? I mean, the bars are open, right?
Well, no. I mean, I don't know if he has contractual things or, you know, how any of that works. I mean, he overall gave us just a nice treat and it was just a good night. Overall, great guy. Took a bunch of pictures and... You know, that's all. I just thought you guys might want to see. You know, and his sister's very gifted as well. They did a nice little duet.
So he didn't do anything crazy?
Absolutely. I'd love to see it. What was the bar? What was the name of the bar?
It's Bottles Pub in Pinellas Park.
So Bottles Pub in Pinellas Park, and Joey Fatone was... Does he still live in Orlando?
I'm not really quite sure. Or if I have heard that, I wouldn't want to, you know.
And where did, what time was it, and what did they sing?
Well, it was Saturday, actually, and they have a big event at the last Saturday of every month in Dallas Park. It's like an art walk, and there's like the Schwartz Gallery and a bunch of little vendors that kind of go out there. And
okay.
Bottles had him out in the beer garden, his sister out in the beer garden performing.
Yeah, they're out. Listen, they're out in the beer garden. They're singing. I think it'd be a great thing. So, did you try to email us the video?
Yeah, it just won't for some reason come off my phone. It says it's too large.
Yeah. All right. So, what we're gonna have to do? We're gonna have to do like
a WeTransfer
or Dropbox. All right. So. Okay. Hey, Coop, do you know how to tell her how to do a WeTransfer real quick?
Yeah, I can help her.
All right, so all you got to do is go to WeTransfer.com, and then you can say, all right, I'm going to put you on hold, and then send it to MJ at MJMorningShow.com. We'll figure it out, okay? Coop, why don't you get it to your email?
Sounds good.
All right, so listen, thanks for the call. I'd love to see Joey Fatone. He's a good guy.
Yeah, but...
Oh, yeah, he was a wonderful, all-around great guy. Did a lot of pictures. I mean, just super. Just a great...
Was he wearing a mask?
I would say that he and the whole family, everybody at Bottles, like, was pretty adherent to all the guidelines.
That's good. That's good to hear.
We're outside, you know.
Let me put you on hold, and Coop will tell you how to WeTransfer the file, and we'd love to take a look at it and put it up on the website and play the audio. So hang on a minute. I appreciate you listening, and thanks for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Wait, all he did was sing?
Hold on. Here's Coop. All right, Coop's going to try to WeTransfer that.
Yeah. All he did was sing on the video? You can look up any NSYNC video and watch that. What's the big deal?
Well, it's during
COVID. Did he go all Kramer on stage or something? Like, what happened?
I mean, who knows?
Did he drop his pants? I mean,
let's see the video first.
She said it was TMZ worthy, so.
Okay.
I'll try to get some more info.
Right, we'll get the video. Let's go. Get it in hand.
Find out.
What you doing? Get it in hand. What was I going to.
Something about doing something wrong or.
No, the turkey fryer. I fried a second turkey.
That's a lot of work.
The craziest thing. So if you follow my Instagram, I shot an Instagram live video on Thursday. So folks, give me a follow on Instagram. I'm at Certified Todd Schnitt. So give my account a follow at Certified TODDSCHNITT. That's my real name. Most people, I think, know that MJ is Todd Schnitt. So at Certified Todd Schnitt, give me a follow. Did a great turkey fry at my house. It was perfect. Julian held the camera while I dropped the turkey in. It's perfect. I mean, big old kettle out back with the propane gas burner. I just know how to do it perfectly. And then I thought I was done. And then I get a call from my buddy Bob. And Bob, this is last night. He's like, yeah, hey, can you lend me your turkey frying gear? And I'm like, for what? Well, we decided to go to Miami for Thanksgiving, so we have the turkey still in the fridge, and we want to fry the turkey. I'm like, Bob, I can't just give you, 4 gallons of peanut oil and my turkey fryer and propane tank and all the big kettle. I can't just hand this over to you and say, okay, fry a turkey. I volunteered. I went over to his place, and I fried another turkey last night at 6 o'clock.
Did you eat some of it?
I did.
Who the hell is to say he wanted you over there?
It was really good. Well, because I told him, I'm like, dude, you don't want to mess around with the turkey. Let me come over and just fry the turkey for you. It took like 20 minutes.
And then you left?
And then I left. It took like 20 minutes to heat up the oil to 350. And then I told they didn't brine the bird because they didn't have enough time, but they did a dry rub on the bird. Then I lowered the thing into the kettle. It was fantastic.
So now you're a home chef.
It was another perfect turkey fry last night at Bob's.
It is compelling video.
You know what? It is. It's good. Anyway, the video's on my Instagram feed, at Certified Todd Schnitt. So give me a follow and take a look at both videos. You'll see two turkey fryer deals, both done pristinely. The key is you can't drop the turkey in fast. You can't plunk it. You can't put a frozen bird in. If you put a frozen bird in, it explodes like a mother of all bombs. So, and then it's a slow, sometimes you want to take 30 seconds to a minute to lower the turkey in. You got to gauge the boil. And if I had some butt geyser.
It's like a volcano.
You see the little butt geyser coming out of the turkey's butt?
Gauging the butt oil?
Well, the butt geyser.
The butt geyser.
And then a perfect de-hooking.
Yeah, and then don't like toot your own horn about
then
this.
Then a 3 to 3.5 minute cook per pound. And here, Fester's got the.
I see the
audio.
A couple pieces of your hair fall in.
You got to click the. There you go.
Get a little bit of splatter through the butt there.
Is that the butt?
All right. Oh, we're almost in.
Got some butt splatter.
Okay, a little bit of a geyser. Oh, it's looking good. Let me unhook, and we are in. Look at that. Another perfect turkey drop.
So look at that boiling.
Are you trying to get an applause? Why? You looking for an applause or something?
Here's the thing, man. I'll tell you right now. You could. Fry 1,000 turkeys perfectly, nobody cares. You blow up one van,
yeah,
and you're marked for life.
That's great.
You are scarred.
Oh, my God. Frickin' van.
Oh, man.
Fake slip and fall.
Yeah, should we tell that story?
I mean, do I tell it right now? I mean, it's, I don't. Damn it.
You know, I had a lot of stuff planned. We still have plenty of time to get to a lot of the show today, but you know what? Maybe we should tell. The turkey fryer story, the real backstory on the near felony charges, and that was just a mess.
The 11-year anniversary is December 18th.
I'll tell you what. We will do a 2-minute version of the real story behind the turkey fryer fire next. MJ Morning Show.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. This is the legendary Q105, conveniently located at 104.7 FM on your radio dial. And to all those that are streaming wherever you are around the planet, good morning. Appreciate you listening. And wherever you... We have a lot of international listeners, a lot of fans over the years. And I get folks that say, oh, I listen to you from, all over the world. And I guess some of the streaming... Because the streaming you know, we're on the Q105 app. So if you go to mjmorningshow.com, you can listen live on mjmorningshow.com and the MyQ105. But also, we're on the iHeart app. We're on the radio.com app now. We're also on TuneIn. So there are just so many ways to listen to us, either terrestrially on the air here in the Tampa Bay market on 104.7, or, you know, also the streaming is available. Oh, also, before I forget, also check out my Instagram feed, because you can see our Thanksgiving table. I took a shot of our table, exactly everything we had on Thursday night. Michelle did a great job with her biscuits. The biscuit bitch came through, man. The buttermilk biscuits were just phenomenal. By the way, Michelle calls herself the biscuit bitch. That's not my my terminology. That's my lovely wife. But take a look at the table. Brussels sprouts, sweet potatoes.
Look at that spread.
With and without marshmallows. I don't like the marshmallows on the sweet potatoes. Michelle does. She made two homemade focaccias a couple of days before Thanksgiving. And the focaccia that she made from scratch was our stuffing. So she dried it out, then made the stuffing. We had a honey-baked ham. We had our Amish turkey, which I deep-fried. We had mashed potatoes. We had a great salad.
And you don't have to name everything.
I do not see the can-shaped cranberry sauce.
No. There's cranberry sauce somewhere on the table, or maybe she didn't bring it out yet. But
nobody wants that crap.
Seriously.
Michelle made Kim, Froggy's sister. Kim's sister is an executive chef, and Michelle made Kim's sister's homemade cranberry sauce. It was phenomenal.
I don't care if it's Jesus's cranberry sauce. It will not be better than the jellified, can-shaped cranberry sauce.
That when you dump it out of the can, and it still has the ridges. It still has the ridges from the metal can on the side. Just plunk that on the table,
and
right?
And you cut a coin of it.
You know what I do with that jelly cranberry sauce?
Throw it in the garbage.
I mix it with horseradish sauce. Spread it on my turkey, and it's delicious.
Guys are crazy.
Mix it with horse.
Before we get to the turkey fryer fire, kind of the backstory, and we're just going to take a few. I'm not going to belabor it. I just want to tell the story. A lot of people have asked.
Well, this gives me PTSD.
That was a crazy time. They were threatening like felony arson charges. It was nuts. It was crazy. And then Mark Ober, who was the state attorney in Hillsborough County, he's like, hey, fire marshals, back it down.
Please.
This is not an arson case. So he's like, you don't have a case here. We don't have a case for arson, which was true. So I'll get to that in a second. Before I forget, speaking of our Thanksgiving spread, and this number is bandied about. You've seen the reports and the stories that on Thanksgiving, last Thursday, that the average person eats 4,500 calories.
Wow.
That's insane. I don't see how that's remotely possible.
How it could be possible?
There is no way. I know that a lot of people nosh as they're cooking and then they eat afterward. First of all, I had no meal until we sat down at 6 o'clock. I had zero to eat the entire day. And I might have had like 3 or 4 Brussels sprouts that I made, but those are like, you know, very low calorie. There is no, when I hear that stat that the average person eats 4,500 calories on Thanksgiving, like no freaking way do I do 4,500 calories.
It's two things though. It's alcohol consumption, the calories in your liquor, and the calories in your appetizers. Those are so heavy often.
Fair enough. So Michelle and I had, I opened up a bottle. I did a 2010 Clio. And I like the Clio pairing it with turkey and ham. And I had, you know, what, 2 glasses of wine. Even with the wine, there's no way. I don't even think I hit the 2,000 calorie mark, which is the, what, recommended for a male, about 2,000 calories a day. I don't even think I hit that on Thanksgiving. But 4,500 calories is ridiculous.
We cracked open a bottle of Publix sweet tea at the table, and I drank 2 gallons of it.
Oh, boring.
So I probably easily had 4,000
calories. There are your calories.
God, Fester. Dude. Turkey fryer fire, 2010, was it?
2009. December 18th, 2009.
This got a lot of media attention, and it was a tradition to do a turkey fryer fire stunt that went bad. That was the whole thing. We make it go bad as a demonstration to be careful if you're frying a turkey. We did living room sets in the parking lot where somebody's frying the turkey in their living room. We had a couch. Didn't Buddy Byright give us furniture and stuff?
Buddy's Home Furnishings gave us the furniture.
Exactly.
You know, so, one year, Fester messed it up and cooked the turkey perfectly. And it didn't blow up.
I messed it up several times. Yeah.
And then we had to do do-overs to make sure that it then screwed up big time. So the final turkey fryer fire, Joe Gonzalez, awesome, awesome master plumber, Gonzalez Plumbing, the super plumber. Joe Gonzalez had an old plumbing van that they were going to scrap. And how did it come about that we, oh,
it was 2009. The economy had turned.
Oh, it was 2009.
A lot of people lost their house. A lot of people were now living in their cars. And we said, well, listen, just because you live in your car doesn't mean you can't have a nice Thanksgiving.
Or in a van down by the river.
Let's do it in a van.
So Fester gets a hold of this old decommissioned Gonzalez plumbing van.
And we did the stunt once for Thanksgiving. And it didn't explode, and it cooked nicely, and you were really pissed off at me. And you said, damn it, Fester, you have 3 weeks to get it right. We're doing it again before Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't care if you have to pour gasoline on it.
I did not say that.
No, you didn't.
I did not say that. All right, so Fester, go ahead.
So, I get it really great. I mean, I had the van loaded with furniture. I had this boiling pot of oil. I had a crane drop a teeny weeny little turkey into the oil. And it caught, it blew up, the furniture blew up, and then it had like a vacuum tunnel effect of fresh air coming in the back of the van and blowing out the hole in the roof that we made.
It turned into backdraft.
It was like a tornado of fire.
It was like a fire-nado. All right, but keep in mind, this van was properly decommissioned.
Yes.
The fuel tank, all of the fluids, everything combustible in the van was taken out. All the liquids, anything. So we did the responsible thing. But then it turned out that that day there was like a fire marshal convention for the entire state in the Tampa Bay area.
So was that good or bad?
It was bad. It was because they all rushed to the parking lot of the radio station to see what the hell happened.
My wife recently found the still pictures of that day.
Yeah.
And it was rainy, and the smoke all hung low, and it just the fire became out of control and too much for any of us to handle. So we called the fire department. And it just went to hell from there.
It did. And then the fire marshals, they wanted a full arson investigation. Of course, it didn't even approach arson. And then what really was bad was there was a report that a firefighter got injured.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And then the headline became Radio Morons Injures Hero.
Exactly. So Radio Morning Show Injures Firefighter. But...
look at you, Fester. That, you look stressed.
That was not the case. Fester, we don't believe the firefighter got injured.
I don't believe he did.
I don't believe he got injured.
Now, there was no smoke inhalation. There was no burn. The alleged injury to the firefighter was that he hurt his back while rolling up a hose after the whole thing was extinguished and put out. Now, rolling up hoses, isn't that what you do for a living? Now keep in mind that VH Video, they shot the video for us. And the VH video guy, he was actually a firefighter with Hillsborough County or City of Tampa?
City.
So a firefighter actually videoed the stunt for us with his side gig running a video company. We had four cameras set up. None of the cameras showed anything remotely close to a firefighter getting injured. Nothing.
None of that matters, though.
None of it mattered, because all was that Bill Wade, the fire guy with City of Tampa, he said, oh, and a firefighter got injured. I was really disappointed in Bill Wade back in the day, because we had video that showed no injury at all. And, you know, our folks at our old employer, they just wanted the story to go away, and I think they ended up settling with the guy. It's my opinion. And then we have video that showed nothing. There was even video of the firefighter jumping on the truck to get out to leave that day. I mean, yeah, I thought that story was
a little juiced up.
Was juiced out of proportion, and that just added some insult to the story and made it look like we had injured a firefighter, which to this day, I'm telling you folks, I don't believe that happened. My opinion is that did not happen at all, and the video seems to show that.
Maybe we just put a pool in his backyard. That's all we really did.
But that's the story. And then, of course, the state attorney said, there's no arson charge here. It was their van. It was gutted. All the fluids were taken out. And that's
trying to cook a turkey.
That's the turkey fryer fire of 2009 story and what transpired.
And then months of worrying, right? Go to jail.
Oh, yeah. So we leave for Christmas vacation to go out skiing out in Colorado.
It's like that afternoon.
This is it.
I left that day, and I'm like, the whole vacation, I'm like, my God, this is going to be my last ski vacation. I'm going to the Florida Penn for 10 years for arson charges.
It's the worst vacation ever, probably.
It was. It was awful. I mean, it's running through. I'm thinking about, you know, having things happen to my rear end in jail, and, you know.
that's when you wanted to feel better.
If I were in prison, you'd be my first choice.
Oh, my God. But, you know, the state attorney said, listen, there's no charges here.
It's entertainment. No charges.
It wasn't entertainment.
But there was nothing to support criminal charges for our little stunt. And, again, it bothered me that we were made to be bad guys, and, oh, they injured a firefighter where we don't believe that happened.
We sure don't.
At all. But anything else you want to add to that story, Fester?
No.
How was your ski vacation?
Well, here's the thing. We get interviewed by the fire marshal, right? And our operations manager, Doug Hammond, looks at me before they interview me and he goes, just tell the truth. So I tell the whole truth. And then afterwards, Doug's like, I should have told you to lie.
All right. We got a lot of ground to cover. We got a couple of big segments to go. It's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. Back in a moment.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. Rolling up on 9:27 here on a Monday, and a jamulated Monday, just packed today. Froggy Fester here. Roxanne back from her week off. Did you enjoy some time off from the MJ Morning Show craziness?
I did finish my book that I'm writing. I took care of my kids.
Writing?
Yes.
What?
And then I throw also... that out there?
Wait a minute. You took a couple days off and you finished the book?
What? She actually wrote the whole book in the 3 days she took. It's just a pamphlet.
Hey, what?
Usually people are like, I'm reading a book. No, I'm writing a book.
Roxanne's written a book before. She has a book out.
What is the book you're writing?
The book I'm writing is a fictional book, but I don't want to give away the plot because it's
a tawdry sex story.
It's definitely got sex because sex sells. It's a fictional story about a woman who does bad things to men.
Kills them?
Maybe. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Do you have a publisher?
We're working on that. I mean, I'm not working on it actually because
she has no more
I'm not
time
working
off.
On it. But I wrote it.
You were just about to say we're working on it. So why did you change mid-sentence?
Because I don't know if contractually through Beasley I'm allowed to do things like that.
Of course you are.
You write a book. They don't own your book. Of course you can do that. If you got a problem, I'll get the Beasleys on the phone.
Okay. Pop-up right. Book coming out. It's called, right. It's called Wieners.
No, I can't. Well, can I read a draft?
Absolutely.
How long is the book?
116,000 words.
And so how many pages is that?
500.
Well, it has to be formatted, but it'll be you know, a chunky book.
All right, very good.
Did you pitch it to a publisher yet?
No, I'm just enjoying the process.
Did you write a query?
I've done that before, yes.
Well, I'm excited to see this thing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right, now we're going to read it, not see it.
How many people die in the book?
About five, I think.
How many sex scenes are in the book?
About 10. I mean, references to, but then actual nitty-gritty scenes.
Are you a dirty writer?
Oh, whoa.
Yes, and guess what? Guess who my editor is.
Who?
My mom.
Oh, my God.
God, that's so hot.
Wait, so you've got a dirty mind?
Well, I mean, I know
she's
what women like. I'm talking to my audience. What was the biggest hit ever? E.L. James, 50 Shades of Grey.
That's well written.
Right. But women liked it. You know, a fantasy type thing.
The Ted Webb book was pretty big. But, of course.
Yes. You might like this story. Fester and I both, I saw the story, Fester saw it, we both independently saw it, and then we got to do this item on the show. A British Airways flight attendant is reportedly doing sexual favors in the air.
Oh, God.
And then meeting passengers for hookups when they land at hotels.
This is so hot. I mean,
you think about a captive audience here. This is a crazy story.
Put this in your book.
Write a book about this.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if this lady ever flew to Tampa. I don't know what the status is of the British Airways flight. You know, they used to do the Gatwick. They used to fly the, I don't know if they still do, if that flight is I don't think it's working right now, right? I don't think it's, but the British Airways have the Gatwick to Tampa International numerous times a week, the 777.
This story is just so kinky.
Does she work for Lingus Air?
Nice. Nice.
That's the Irish, I think it's the Irish airline.
Yes.
Lingus, yeah.
That's the Irish one.
Yes.
I've never come up with that.
Here's the deal. The flight attendant is reportedly offering numerous things on board. So British Airways is investigating, apparently, the claim that one of their flight attendants is a flight attendant slash prostitute.
Oh, my God.
Who offers adult entertainment on the flight and then after the flight. Now, on the flight, she's selling her underwear to passengers. That's number one. Now, we don't know who she is just yet, but she advertises her services through racy snapshots on social media. The undies are sold for $33 a pop.
Whoa.
And that's half the amount it costs for securing a fee. It's a securing fee to then meet her at a hotel later on, after the flight lands, or after she... I don't think you have to be a passenger necessarily on the flight. I think she's got multiple things on her menu.
She has things for the passengers.
And then things that are being offered through other means to other men.
Maybe passengers.
Right. No, she's doing everything.
Right.
So I think she's selling her underwear aside from being on the plane. I think you can buy her underwear on the flight.
Well, you buy her baggage check?
She's hooking up with passengers on the flight.
How? On the flight?
Well, hang on.
She knows all the tricks.
As well as offering sex between travel. So you understand that she could offer things to passengers, maybe a guy on the flight. Hey, you want to meet me at the hotel after we land? That's number one. But also, on her social media and whatever she's using online, the guys could hook up with her that are not passengers. They just want to be with a so-called flight attendant. Now, as well as offering sex between the travel, she offers unspecified X-rated treats to passengers on board if the money is right. If you ever want adult entertainment on board, all you have to do is give me a sum of money and you'll be treated to a whole different experience of your choice. She wrote on a blog of hers. Followers of her social media, much of which appeared to have been deleted Sunday, according to the New York Post, after the revelations, appeared to just present, you know, no doubt of what she was doing. Hope you earn good money and stay safe, girl. One follower replied to a photo. Another one, she's clearly prostituting herself and boosting her business by using photos taken aboard British Airways planes.
All right, so flight attendants has to be one of the most, I would think, fantasy-related type jobs.
Coffee, tea, or me, kind of thing, yeah.
That and plumber, for sure.
It's a it's a shocking dereliction of duty and not the image of British Airways, according to sources. British Airways told the UK newspaper, which reported it first, that's where the New York Post got it, that it has launched an internal probe.
I bet.
Yes, we have an internal probe going on here.
Several have been launched.
We're probing, and they said that we're trying to uncover the mystery flight attendant. We expect the highest standard of behavior from all of our colleagues at all times. We're investigating the claims, according to a British Airways spokesperson.
So they don't know who this is.
Well, they might now. This is a couple of days old.
Yeah, they probably figure out who the flight attendant is, but...
Okay, this can't be bad for British Airlines business. It just can't.
This is really hot.
She posted a picture of her legs. Are they going to try to look at everybody's legs and identify them?
Nice stocking.
There's more photos.
There are pictures of her legs with a short skirt, and she is... It looks like her back is against the window, and her legs are stretched out across three seats.
How do you, like, do you just go, yeah, I'll take a Sprite with ice in your panties, please? Thank you. Appreciate that. And she just comes
and
back.
And the peanuts. With
would you like a bag of pretzels? Would you like my panties?
She's selling the flight attendant thing to non-passengers through whatever means she's utilizing online.
I love it. But then
she's also hooking up with passengers mid-flight, if the money's right, or meeting passengers at hotels after the flight and selling her panties.
That is the definition of a layover.
You know.
And multitasking.
Entrepreneur.
If she's flying international, when they roll out the duty-free cart, is she...
Yes. Extra little goodies.
Yes, we've got this bottle of Johnny Walker, or would you like my panties, you know?
Where's the bottle of Johnny Walker
So that's, I think that's the best story of the day.
It is.
I love it.
I think it's a fantastic story, actually. All right, folks, stand by. Final segment, a little bit of everything next. MJ Morning Show, stand by.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
A little Gwen Stefani on the MJ Morning Show, no doubt, on Q105. MJ and the crew here. Final fabulous segment of the day. 9:38, rolling up on 9:39. A lot of ground to cover here quickly. Speaking of airplanes, did you guys see the story? I guess it's sort of an old blog post, but it got a whole bunch of new activity. Did you see the story about the guy that allegedly was cooking a steak in the restroom of a Delta flight?
Mm. Who does that?
He put a sterno.
That's so dirty.
He lit up a sterno in the toilet. First of all, how did a sterno get through carry-on security?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Can you carry that? I don't know. It's a solid, right?
Yeah, well, it's a liquid jelly inside.
Yeah, but a guy posted a video to TikTok where he cooks a steak in a Delta laboratory. He puts a sterno can in the toilet, lights it, places an aluminum grilling sheet over the seat. Then he puts the raw steak on the sheet and pours white wine over to marinate it. He plates it, returns to his seat. And that's the TikTok video.
But all right.
Now the guy's claiming that it was faked.
It has to be faked.
Doesn't
sterno let off like some kind of fume that you think is smoke?
Well, you can smell it.
He doesn't want to get in trouble.
Yeah. I don't know. Then it says here, a year and a half ago, I considered writing a blog post about this video, but I couldn't bring myself to do it. Warning, if you click on it, you'll never be able to unsee it. So I guess, is the video old and it's just getting attention?
People are doing weird things in bathrooms on planes now. Right.
So the guy allegedly cooked a steak.
Like cooking steaks.
In a Delta toilet and then goes back to his seat, but now claiming that the video was faked. Well, if you show the steak and the sterno being lit in a bathroom toilet, how do you fake that?
I mean, maybe it was staged. I don't know, man.
I don't get it.
That's the crossroads of delicious and disgusting right there.
What do you think about Joe Biden busting his foot?
Aw, poor Joe.
Kamala pushed him right over that dog.
What's the dog's name? Major. So, 78-year-old president-elect Joe Biden reportedly, that's what they're saying, that he reportedly slipped while playing with his German Shepherd Major, name of the dog, and initial x-rays did not show a fracture. But I guess he had some issues, so they had a CT scan done, and the x-rays, I guess the hairline fracture was so minute that the x-ray didn't show it. But then they did a CAT scan, a CT scan, and that showed some hairline fractures of his foot.
Oh, deal with it. Come on.
Of his lateral and intermediate cuneiform? Bones?
Oh, that's a particular type of ancient writing, cuneiform.
Yeah, which are in the mid-foot. I know about metatarsals and whatever they are.
So is he going to wear a boot to the inauguration?
I'm surprised that old lady didn't turn into powder.
What?
He's just so old. You think that thing would snap like a plastic pickle?
What, his foot?
Yeah, his leg, or his like ankle, right? Yeah,
no, it's his foot.
Damn it, Major.
So,
Come on, man.
President Trump wished Joe Biden a speedy recovery.
How'd that go? Is it like in a tweet?
He said, I heard you're getting the boot.
Or Biden?
Yes.
Biden has a boot and Trump's getting the boot, is that it?
Joe, you're kicking me out of my office. Not with that foot.
I'll take that boot sideways, shine it up nice.
Do you think, but they also didn't tell the media right away. There was kind of a media blackout on this story for a little bit of time.
I heard it took like a whole day, like 24 hours before.
I don't know if it was 24 hours, but it didn't get reported right away. And something like this should get reported right away. You know, with Biden, with, I guess a lot of folks are concerned about Biden's age at 78 years old. There's a lot of concern about it. Did you see one of the COVID side effects? Teeth falling out of your mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
What? tooth loss may be another side effect of having COVID-19.
Nobody's happier about this than meth addicts.
Nothing clinical, but there's some anecdotal evidence that tooth loss might be a side effect. People have reported unexpectedly having teeth fall out of their mouth after suffering from COVID.
Just whoop, slips out.
So do we add this to what? Fatigue, hair loss, the brain fog?
So have now, you lost any teeth unexpectedly in the last 2 weeks, sir?
Anybody that had COVID-19, did any teeth fall out of your face? Give us a call, 800-990-1047. That's crazy. A couple of things here. Oh, did you see the Walmart parking lot fire up in Brooksville?
No.
A Walmart up in Brooksville evacuated just minutes before the doors opened on Black Friday after tractor trailers in the store's parking lot burst into flames. Looks like it was like the back loading dock area, but a bunch of tractor trailers behind Walmart in Brooksville just burst into flames.
They were full of PlayStation 5s.
Like, and Xboxes, right?
Yeah.
5 a.m. Friday morning, tractor trailer near the Cortez Boulevard store just went up like a torch, according to the Hernando County Sheriff's Office. Yeah, a deputy who was already stationed at Walmart heard an explosion. And then quickly, obviously, called the fire department, got on the radio. After rushing to the scene and checking the three parked trailers for people, the deputy was able to help the only occupant to safety. The fire then spread to two other trailers. Is that crazy? What was that all about?
Somebody maybe smoking on the job, lit something up quick.
And then I mentioned some of the Black Friday horror stories. Now, Black Friday was not quite the same. We didn't really have the doorbusters, where people were waiting out front and then bashing through the doors to grab a cheap TV or grab a lot of the doorbusters were all online.
You didn't see any of those commercials opening at 6 a.m. Yeah.
But you look at some of the... Back in 2008, a Walmart employee on Long Island was trampled to death. Was killed. An actual Walmart worker. The people, they were cramming through the store to get the special deals back at, you know, Black Friday 2008. And they even pushed the doors, like, off the frame, and they trampled the guy. The guy fell on the ground. People were stepping all over. The guy died of cardiac arrest. He was trampled to death.
That can't be the only death related to Black Friday mobs.
And I got to say, that's the one thing that COVID has really cost me is the enjoyment of watching a new fresh batch of Black Friday fights.
Well, 2012 in Tallahassee, people were shot over a parking spot. 2011, no deaths, but 20 were injured in North Carolina when an off-duty cop reportedly began pepper spraying shoppers.
Oh my gosh.
The good old days.
Paul Blart, what are you doing?
Good old days, boy, I tell you.
Here's another one. Two people shot in the parking lot of a South Jersey shopping mall. That was back in 2016. And then, you know, here we are. It's a whole different ballgame now for Black Friday.
Man, nobody wants to leave their house now.
Ohio man pulls out brass knuckles after refusing to wear a mask in Walmart.
Holy cow.
Guys walking around with brass knuckles?
Old school.
An Ohio man arrested for allegedly whipping out brass knuckles during an argument about wearing a mask. Colin Tusing, 20, was busted.
His name is Colin?
Colin.
He's got other issues.
This happened in Sandusky, Ohio. Cops were called when he refused to leave the store, ignoring workers' requests to put on a mask. And then, after an officer told him to leave Walmart, he put on brass knuckles that were in his pocket and walked away in front of the cop. He whips out brass knuckles? My God.
Never trust a colon around a Sandusky.
I mean, what a dope.
I mean, a colon from Sandusky. You don't trust him at all.
Oh, boy.
You have failed me for the last time, Admiral.
Sad.
It is.
That's what it sounded like.
Man, David Prowse, the guy inside the Darth Vader outfit, you know, he delivered his lines, but they never used his lines.
At least it wouldn't have worked.
In the original Star Wars, he was actually speaking lines, but it just it didn't sound like...
Well, he was like, Luke, I'm not your father. Yeah, the midget voice. It just didn't work.
No, I am your father.
Yeah, it just didn't quite sound like James Earl Jones, you know?
You have failed me for the last time, Admiral.
He had a cleft palate, didn't he?
The 6'6" guy, David Prowse, who was inside the Darth Vader outfit, he died at 85 years old.
That sucks. His biggest role, and he was all covered up. I mean,
hey, you're a Darth Vader fan. That's me.
He always said that I am Darth Vader. Even though I'm covered up, I am Darth Vader.
Are you?
You are now.
I think we're done. Anything else before we get out of here? Oh, the Alex Trebek message.
That was heartbreaking.
Do we have that? Do we have that handy?
I can't hear it.
Yeah, hang on a minute. Do you not want to hear it? Is it too sad for
too
you?
Too sad. Too sad.
Yeah. Hey, Coop, did you pull the Alex Trebek? Yeah, here it is. It's only 20 seconds long. They ran this on Thanksgiving Day because Alex had pre-taped a bunch of episodes.
Happy Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. You know, in spite of what America and the rest of the world is experiencing right now, there are many reasons to be thankful. There are more and more people extending helpful hands to do a kindness to their neighbors, and that's a good thing. Keep the faith. We're going to get through all of this, and we will be a better society because of it.
Nice heartwarming message from Alex Trebek. That was on Thursday. So, Alex, again, rest in peace. I just don't know how Jeopardy's going to be the same after Alex Trebek is gone, but I thought it was a nice... You could hear his voice.
You should flu shot.
Obviously, that was toward the end when that was taped. I think it was taped in October, just a couple of weeks prior to his death.
He was working up until 2 weeks before he passed.
Yeah, yeah. I think he was working on October 30th. So... There you go. Rest in peace, Alex Trebek. All right, we're done, folks. I still have a ton of stuff on the table here, but listen, 4 hours is never enough. We'll see you back here tomorrow. The website's loaded, mjmorningshow.com. That's mjmorningshow.com. Spread the word that the MJ Morning Show is back Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. here on Q105, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.